every Friday morning at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller from the station that will help you score a brand new Ford truck from Napa Auto Parts and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
You know, today's a perfect example why you need to get TiVo. Maybe you're a big OU fan, maybe a Texas fan, and you don't have any way to tape it. VCR is beating you down, the tape gets all garbled and everything, or maybe the doorbell's ringing, the phone's ringing, you have to run an errand, and you're going to miss some of the game. You wouldn't with TiVo. You can TiVo it right now, and then you go back to it. You can fast forward. You can do replays. Or, in fact, you're watching it live, and something happens that takes you away from the screen. You can pause it. Pause live TV. And right now, you can get it absolutely free. It's a $400 value if you call Dish Direct at 888-834-1999. You not only get that, you can get satellite up to four rooms absolutely free, and 4 months free programming if you sign up for the NFL Sunday Ticket, which is absolute must. I mean, a lot of reloads out here. Not everybody roots for the Cowboys. Maybe you're a St. Louis Ram fan. Maybe you're a Boston, Baltimore Raven fan. You want to be able to watch those games? You can do that with the NFL Sunday Ticket. So you get all that. TiVo. You get four rooms absolutely free installed, and you can get all that programming.
Oh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal.
Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
It must be out, honey.
They're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've gotta go too. It's getting late, and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
Eh, we didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Yeah, let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail, will you?
E-Break Classics.
That is. I think that's our first 5-0 voting
wow.
In maybe 5 years. Man. Psycho Dave with the win. Has he ever won before?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
This is his third victory.
Really? Okay. Well, here's Psycho Dave for a little dump and chase on Wednesday on the hard line.
Come out there and see if you can get lucky. In fact, Psycho Dave was telling us that he was going to get out there, and he's got one specific purpose in mind, right?
Yes.
And what is that?
To get some
God, I didn't think you would do that.
Hello to everybody on hold.
What the hell is the matter with you?
Hello, Clint. Hello, Shannon.
Very nice, very nice.
Very good, very good.
Oh, by the way, boys, with this win, Psycho passes Jerry Jones.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. A significant win there.
Very significant.
Way to go, Psycho Dave.
Dreams do come true.
Winton Park. To get a pass that lets you cut in line, register at putitinplay.com.
Drivers must be 18 years
to official flooring used by professionals. Everything at the Zone Sportsplex is designed with the unique needs of the sport in mind. Opening in November, just north of Valley View Center on Alpha Road, the Zone Sportsplex offers new dimensions to youth sport. Visit us online at www.thezonesportsplex.com.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Texas has lost to Oklahoma four straight times in the Red River Shootout. And while last year's Oklahoma team beat Texas 65-13, Mack Brown says this OU squad hasn't lost any quality.
I think this one's just as good. And that's what makes it fun for us. It's a new standard for us because we haven't played as well in this game. So this will be a benchmark game for us to see if we've come as far as we think we have.
The past two games, Texas is coming with a loss this year. They are 4-0. Kickoff is at 11 at the Cotton Bowl. Other games of note in college football is quite the schedule this afternoon at 2:30. Cal takes on USC. Also at 2:30, you've got Oklahoma State playing Colorado. Nebraska takes on Texas Tech at 6. A&M also plays Iowa State at 6. You've got the Battle of the Sunflower State as K-State takes on Kansas. That game is at 6:20. LSU plays Florida in a great SEC game at 6:45. And at 7, you've got SMU playing Rice. You can hear that game right here with Rich Phillips and the gang on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The baseball playoffs are in full force. The Yankees beat the Twins 8-4 in Game 3 of the ALDS. Yankees lead that series 2-1. The two teams play again today at 3:25. Jorge Posada says the pressure isn't as bad.
Well, we want to play a good game. We want Javi to have a good game, you know, relax out there, hopefully get him a couple runs early so he can go out there and pitch.
Javier Vasquez is your starter for the Yankees in that game. Later today at 12, the Braves take on the Astros, and you've got St. Louis playing L.A. at 7:10 in the NLDS. Red Sox eliminate the Angels 3-0 after their 8-6 win in 10 innings. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box this Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The T-Bag.
8:53 on the ticket. As the T-Box winds down for an abbreviated show today, we'll go ahead to Gordon.
We need to we need to send an email to Craig Miller. We're watching ESPN2 right now. That's got an
outdoor show.
An outdoor show. A woman's out there. And sounds not on, so we don't know who it is, but she is a hot.
Yeah, she's hot blonde. And she had a maid.
She's trying to kill deer.
They got two sets of nice racks going on that show.
What else do you want in a woman?
All right, be sure to look out for the new Avid Golfer magazine. As gives you everything you want to know about the new unveiling of TPC Craig Ranch. Also, read Craig's letter because I think it'll be a good talking point next week, especially if you're a fan of Colonial. So that'll be the homework for the week. Pick up an Avid Golfer, and we'll rate and debate next week. I want to thank Jason for on board and lovely Layla for just being here.
Yeah.
Being here is just good enough. You don't even have to do tickers.
Oh, you guys are nice. I think Frito would tell me I'd have to do tickers, though.
Yeah, let's Frito know.
Hey.
All right. Now it is time to move on out to Fair Park.
Woo!
Shut up.
Little Mix, because it is sponsored by Dewar's 12-Year-Old Scotch, guys.
Hey!
Savor
hey,
the detail while you watch OU Texas.
12-Year-Old?
12-Year-Old Scotch.
12-Year-Old is smooth.
Like nope.
12-year-old Scotch?
Yeah.
We love 12-year-old Scotch. Yes, thank you so much, Rick. As you mentioned, we are down here. It's beautiful weather.
I remember
we're
that
at the Walgreens. Shut up. Across from Fair Park. We're at the Walgreens parking lot. And this is a big party already going on out here, Dave.
Yeah.
Look at all the Sooner shirts. There's just a few TU shirts. I don't see too many UT shirts out here.
No. No, you don't.
So which one of you guys are going to the game today?
What do you get?
Just one?
Corby and Craig Miller.
We have a special guest on the show today.
Craig Miller.
Now, there's no way these are college students. You're not college students, are you?
Me?
No. I work with you.
Yeah.
No. These two girls right behind you.
Yeah, why don't you guys...
They're like 11, you dummy.
Well, that's what I have no idea. How old are you? She's 15.
Perfect. Whatever.
That's Hillary Duff age.
Oh, God.
Hillary Duff is a root, by the way.
No, she's not.
No,
she's
a root.
Yes, she is.
Compared to what?
Davey, like an ugly human being.
Yes.
Davey, I'm right there with you, buddy.
No, you guys
okay,
are
yesterday's
high.
Paper,
huh.
Yesterday's paper, the back page of the, like, the Texas
paper?
Living section,
uh-huh.
They
God.
Showed us, they had a still of her latest movie. She looked like a man.
No way. I don't buy that.
I'm with you there, Davey.
An ugly girl.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand you saying
okay,
that.
Right,
I find
right,
that
okay.
attractive.
Okay,
very
she's
cute.
Okay, but I'm just saying she's not going to age well.
Well, that's a big difference between she looks like a like yeah. she should be in a burn ward or something. Jeez.
Yeah, that's not nice.
All right, joining us out here, we decided to bring out some real star power.
Great. Brilliant.
All right, Craig Miller joins us from the morning show. Welcome, Craig.
Gordo, Davey, Corby, pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Say hi to the T-Box, Craig.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Craig.
I don't think they're talking to you. Oh, well, they are.
Oh.
Hey, yeah.
They don't hate you, Craig. Now.
Hey, what do you guys think about that Ryder Cup?
Hey, don't leave it alone.
That was
Everyone,
funny.
Just have fun.
That All was right. funny.
So, now, Craig, you're the most famous OU alum at the station.
Well, I don't know about that.
We've already gone through
I think Corby and I are probably the most famous alums
yeah.
that never went to the school.
Oh, you didn't graduate
huh.
from
no.
there.
Hmm.
Huh.
But as we've talked about, Craig and I drove over here this morning together as we were
this
sharing
is so
memories.
Gay. It is a homosexual weekend
yeah.
when
well,
this rolls around
yeah.
for you guys.
Let
yeah.
it go. Just let it go. All right.
You guys like I'm glad everyone's adopting that now.
Don't worry about it.
Sure. As you guys are spooning, do you both reach over to hit the alarm clock, or?
Yeah. It's on. We're both doing it at the same time.
Game day. Since you guys are such shameless shills for OU, do you guys get any passes for this game, or
no,
how does that work?
They have to buy their tickets every year. They go on. It's always the same every year. There's a big eBay run-up to the whole game. And Corby overbuys tickets because Corby always is afraid that he'll miss out on tickets. So
I'm afraid too.
He'll buy a pair.
How much?
And then wait around until, and then another better pair will come up. And then he always has to basically open up a ticket scalping service to get rid of 100 extra tickets.
Yeah. You got any extras?
Yeah, I'm holding.
Okay. How much this year?
Oh, no.
How much for this year's pair? Perfect pair.
Actually, this year, a friend of mine named Tom Garner got us tickets.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's the plug.
Got you tickets. For how much?
Well, Craig and I didn't have to
ticket
pay
discount?
No. Anything.
Huh. Interesting.
Hmm.
That sounds illegal.
Pretty much does.
Somewhat.
Hmm.
Sounds highly illegal. All right, so it's the strong game day, and, of course, we're on early day. We're going from 9 till when?
11.
9 to 11, and why are we doing that?
Early kickoff.
Because the game
starts
at 11. And
we're 11,
are we carrying it? This is a pregame function we're doing.
Are we carrying the game?
No. I don't know.
Is this just for Corby's benefit? Because that's...
Pretty much.
Yeah, Davey and Gordon aren't going anywhere. I don't know why they should change it for one person.
Look.
No, we'll keep broadcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I like her nose ring.
It is because of me and my issues with going to the game.
That's exhausting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, what do you expect?
Hey, I'm getting pierced. Anybody interested?
Where?
I think I'm going to get my eyebrow pierced.
Oh,
are you really?
Mm-hmm. Never got
with
that
what?
One.
Like a ring or a stud or a...
No, ring. I guess a ring.
Rivet?
Not a stud. Not a big barbell that hangs below my eye level.
Just always swatting at it?
Yeah.
I hope all of that makes you cry.
Like what's that?
You're constantly just... It hurts so bad, but you can't take it out because you're so proud.
Because I'm paralyzed.
And I just want a constant flow of tears running down your cheek.
Hey, that'll probably happen. No one over the age of 30 needs to get any facial piercing.
That's why I don't plan to be over the age of 30 when I get this stuff. It's an intricate plan.
Mr. Miller.
Yes.
Big Nip/Tuck fan?
Yes.
Okay, now that that's over, have you caught Desperate Housewives yet?
I saw the first episode.
Not bad.
Some hot biatches on that
Yeah,
show.
There are.
That Latin chick is.
I thought the first 40 minutes really sucked. The slow and way too much of a chick show. But then the last 20 minutes, they threw enough out there that made me want to come back.
So how many episodes are we into that one?
One.
Just one.
And, okay. Oh, it's playing again tonight.
So do you have any hot sports opinions on the last episode of Nip/Tuck, Greg?
I liked it. Gordon,
man,
you didn't
like
it.
I think
really?
The show jumped the shark like 5 episodes ago, and it's just too
what part?
Unrealistic and soapy now.
You watch that, Dave?
I don't watch Nip/Tuck, no.
I don't either. I want to watch it. Everyone
it's
watches
good.
It and loves it.
It's
does,
good.
Does anyone watch Lost?
George
loves
George
that.
Says it's great.
I TiVo'd, I guess it's 2 episodes in.
Yeah.
I missed the first one. I TiVo'd the second one, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, George says that's the best show he's seen in a while.
Really?
See, I think Nip/Tuck... I think that episode of Julia's Dream, I think that was a bit ridiculous.
Right.
But after that, I think it's been good.
Do they show breasts on that show?
Close.
No.
Like side, maybe.
They show pretty much everything when the sleazy doctor gets going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty
like
cool.
Bobo Cox.
FX is a pretty good station.
Like before and after.
Her nipples.
Yeah.
They'll show some, blood and guts, too.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, all those surgery scenes are kind of...
I love that. That's the only time I can really get myself going.
FX is almost HBO.
Almost.
Just about.
Different channel,
though. They say the F word.
Yeah. It's not owned by HBO either.
Yeah, I don't know why you think it's the same
different
thing.
Letters, because there's 2 and F and X, and then HBO has 3 letters.
I better fact check that.
Really bad
right.
analogy.
Yeah.
Never made that.
I don't think The Sopranos are on FX either.
Mm. Hey, guys, talk about Vijay Singh.
Okay, Craig.
We're
what?
Trying to,
I'm doing
it. We're trying to get along right now.
Guys, talk about Vijay Singh.
I'm trying to do a professional mix.
Stop it.
Okay.
Don't add the word professional in there.
Don't write this on my autograph card.
I didn't
either.
Do it.
What does it say?
It says, UT sucks, exclamation point, snake.
That's I thought
you signed things snake now?
Why no, not? I don't.
I think well, his email is sportsnake@gmail.com.
Did you know that? That's his new email address.
Is it really?
sportsnake@gmail.com.
Some guy sent me that. Hey, I signed you up a Gmail account, and here it is, sportsnake@gmail.com.
sports snake. Makes me crazy.
So how much would your tickets have been if you had to actually pay for them?
$250 a piece.
And where are they?
No, they probably would have been $400.
And where are they?
They always sign up for the same seat, where one can sit and the other one last.
You can't sign up for seats.
They're doing the wave the whole game. up and down.
Just the top guy does the wave.
Pole dance.
Hi, how are you, Sugar? Good to see you.
Is that the sweet pants?
Hi, Mighty.
All right. Hey.
We're on the 45.
How old are you?
Yeah.
21, Dave.
Do you see the same people every year?
What?
What's that?
Do you see the same people every year?
No, we don't sit in the same seat.
I mean, same area.
No. We were talking about that as one of our other pregame discussions was where we've sat the last 4 years together.
One year memories. Real close to Wayman Tisdale. That was great.
Yeah, that was great.
So you guys are on the OU side, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny if you accidentally got on the UT side?
No.
So Barry can't get you field passes?
Barry?
Yeah.
I'm sure he could.
Yeah, does Barry come to this game?
Yeah, he's coming. Unless it rains. He says he won't come if it rains.
We've got a bit of a drizzle right now.
I'm sure Barry could, Rick, but I'm not going to ask him for that.
Why not?
Is he welcome at these games?
Oh, my. You kidding me?
Well, I don't know if Bob Stoops may hate him or something.
No.
He goes to every practice.
Can Roy Williams
just embraced Barry.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Roy Williams get field seats?
Yeah, Roy will be on the field. Roy will be there. He was there last year on the field wearing a Randall Cunningham jersey. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, Daryl Royal is wearing a Randall Cunningham?
Now, that would be weird.
Roy Royal in a big baggy throwback.
Yeah. What up?
I don't think he gets into the throwback look.
Getting wheeled out in his wheelchair and his throwback uniform. Roy?
Okay.
We are live at Walgreens.
Daryl Stingley throwback.
Ooh.
What?
Huh? Mm.
Or because he said he would be wheeled out.
I don't know why you went there. They just jinxed the whole game.
Wow.
Well, that's what he said.
I didn't say anything.
You said wheel him out in his wheelchair.
Because he's 100. He can't walk.
I know. How is he still alive?
Daryl Royal?
Yeah.
I remember you guys had him on last year, and it was a struggle.
Yeah.
And he was, it was around this time, wasn't it?
Yep.
Was it last year?
Yeah, he didn't really want to talk about much or something, or...
He didn't want to talk about, it was one of those uncomfortable things where he didn't want to talk about Texas OU or anything.
Yeah. No, you know what it was? He wouldn't answer any criticism about Mac Brown.
That's what it was.
He got real tense when you guys asked about Mac Brown being under fire, and he wouldn't talk about anything about that.
I hate it when you get the interview like, hey, guys, we got O.J. Simpson. He won't talk about anything about the trial, but he wants to plug Just for Men.
Jeez. All right, let me ask you guys this.
Go ahead, Gordon.
Your favorite OU coach, is it now Bob Stoops or is it still Barry?
For me, I think it'll always be Barry.
Yeah.
He was the funniest, and he's who I grew up with, and...
Especially since I've formed a close personal bond with the man now.
Like if
I feel a sort of kinship with him.
Barry,
he's a father figure to
me. If Barry and Bob were to stand back-to-back at the 50 and walk 10 paces and have a shootout...
Barry would still win.
Barry would still win?
Yeah, but just barely.
And
but you would prefer...
Yeah, how do you barely just win?
Would I prefer Stoops to win? Maybe since he's coaching them now.
You don't think Barry could step in if he accidentally killed
Stoops? You're forgetting a gentleman by the name of Bud Wilkinson.
He's dead, though.
Got this whole thing started, guys.
He did?
And perhaps we should...
All right, where is
he? Where is he today? He's no longer with us.
He's in heaven.
Yep.
He's in heaven.
Do they bury him in hell?
Right now he's game... What? Bud is game planning with God right now. They're trying to figure out...
You know, what I hate? I was talking this week about the over-eulogizing that this country is guilty of. As soon as someone dies, they're always, hey, Rodney Dangerfield, number one. You know, and that's another over-eulogizing thing I think people do, like Bud Wilkinson will die. Hey, God wanted a coach in heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, Bud.
God needed a third baseman.
Oh, jeez. I hate that.
So the
we
song...
We Mike Schmidt.
Like the mix
just touched home.
And Emmett's way after Emmett died. That was over you.
No, that wasn't after Emmett died.
Emmett
had like 300 yards last week.
He just went to a different team.
So God needed a warm-up act in his casino.
Right.
God needed a comedian. Really bad.
So what did you think about my proposed legislation that we have a one-year moratorium on eulogizing the dead famous?
Right now, God's laughing.
Because old Rodney's up there telling God jokes.
That's right. Rodney Steele getting no respect.
Oh. Hey, Rodney's finally getting his respect.
God's giving it to him. How good, okay, how good would Jesus be as a stand-up?
He'd be as funny as he wanted to, right?
He'd probably, yeah. probably tell some of the greatest jokes ever.
But he would, think, but he'd be like clean. But he would be like Cosby. He wouldn't use any curse words.
That's okay. So what would his stand-up be if he didn't make it a little edgy? It'd be very Seinfeldian, very observational humor.
So you're claiming that Jesus is an observational humorist.
Yeah. Well, you're asking
what's the deal with the lepers? I mean, are their arms going to stay on or are they going to fall off? Besides, so the Romans, huh?
I hate.
Why is everyone praying to me? I need a day off, too.
Okay.
Maybe it's not a good idea.
All right.
Okay. I think you guys have cursed OU now.
Coming up next.
By claiming that Jesus was nothing more than a stand-up comedian.
You let us into that conversation.
That's all he's good for, is stand-up comedy.
Ooh.
That's
so rejection. You think that the Sermon on the Mount was not a religious way of life that he was proposing? It was just a failed stand-up routine that no one knew how to take it?
Well, it was
so.
Just kind of his warm-up show for bigger stuff. He would just kind of gather there and get 30, 40 people. And he was hoping to play the bigger arena.
He was trying to do some irony, and no one was getting it. Hey, blessed are the meek. Everyone's going, well.
Is he funny?
See, I think the loaves and fishes... He was so unfunny, everyone lost their appetite, and that's why they didn't run out.
He was playing a dinner theater?
Yeah.
All right, fish for everyone.
I think you guys have just cursed Texas.
You got any juice?
No, wait,
we got gefilte fish.
Oh, wait.
See, we're all sitting here laughing and having fun, and the two Jewish guys on the show are laying out on us. You guys ought to laugh at Jesus.
I'm laughing inside. Half of me is laughing.
Yeah, he's half.
Oh, yeah, which half of you is Jewish?
Dad's side.
One?
What? The smelly one. You're an ass.
So are Jewish people maybe afraid to laugh at Jesus' humor because they don't want to tempt fate? They don't want to taunt the fact that
I don't think so.
Jesus might be right?
No. Wait, are you?
Who does laugh at Jewish humor?
Is it your
though?
Maternal side, Rick, that is?
Paternal.
Paternal. So you're not a real Jewish guy.
Nah, officially you got to go through your mama.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why's that? Because
just
Judaism
is
conveyed through the vagina.
Whoa.
Good morning, football fans.
Hello, Oklahoma, Texas.
Jesus.
I'm not sure if everyone from Oklahoma was interested in knowing that Judaism comes through the vagina.
I'm going to bring that to Temple next week.
Yeah, that's a good talking point.
That's your rabbi.
Stand up in the middle of mass, or whatever you call it.
Mass.
Hey, guys, talk a little bit about Briny Baird.
And his struggles. All right, we got to go. Coming up next, we break down the offense.
Good luck.
Bye.
Of the football team.
Is the ticket. KTPK Dallas Fort Worth. KTPK Sherman Denison. KTPK Sanger. It's the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Bigger and better P1 Perfect Pitch. We've already given away a trip to Ireland, a DVD camcorder, and cold hard cash. Prizes are revealed 4 times a day, and if you remember where the matching squares are, you're a winner. Even if you don't make a match, you get Cowboys tickets, and you've helped fellow V1s by revealing 2 squares. So far, we've revealed a laptop, plasma TV, Ranger Sweet Night, a spa, and more. Now all you need to do is remember where they are when it's your turn to make the match. Your next chance for a perfect pair is Monday morning at 7:35. The P1 Perfect Pair is brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano.
Board?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Megamart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Watch this.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Megamart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Well, now, in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight outs.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, a forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
E-Break. Classic.
30 minutes at 8:10. The topic, Internet love. This is going to be, I think, fascinating.
Well, I did that last night.
Not that. No, this is a different kind of Internet love. Not what you do, where you pull up a raunchy picture and you have at it with yourself. Yeah, this is people meeting people on the Internet. And just how...
But I scream I love you at the screen.
It doesn't count.
Before I try to tap it with a towel. The 7-Up bottle that I was shaking up in the car when I bought it from 7-Eleven, I have to... Let's try to... Got to keep it. We have these hardwood floors. And,
anyway, that's 30 minutes from now.
E-Break Classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford for not knowing the proper call letters to KNTU in Denton.
Okay. We also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did. A little play-by-play.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the... I don't think those are the call letters.
I don't think that's the call letters.
Oh, my bad. Always get that
mixed
up.
KNTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow.
Too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. And that's saying something.
You've heard about it, yet you wonder, can LASIK surgery really turn my world around? You've been wearing glasses and contacts so long, it's habit. Habits are made to break. Free yourself with Wavefront Customized Intralasik from Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 78% of patients, when given a choice, choose Intralasik over traditional LASIK. Intralasik eliminates most, if not all, of the risk associated with traditional LASIK. Precision and expertise is the source of safety, and there's safety in numbers. Dr. Booth has performed over 56,000 LASIK procedures. His care and level of expertise is so far above par, he can offer a 20/20 guarantee, or it's free. Take down this number for your free screening, 214-328-0444, and take advantage of savings up to $550 per eye and 18 months financing. Your Flex Plan dollars work great for your vision. Let Dr. Booth work for you. 214-328-0444. When it's your vision, make the right decision. Dr. Booth. On the web, it's Booth with an E, lasercenter.com.
Call 866-766-7480. When asked whether they'd rather shop around for car insurance or get a full body wax, most Americans chose the wax. Ouch. It's a lot less painful to contact Progressive. We'll give you our direct rate and those of other leading companies. It could save you hundreds. So go to Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It's easy. It could save you money. And even better, it saves your hair. Another startling fact from Progressive. When asked about shopping around for car insurance, most Americans rated their interest level as one notch below looking at someone else's cruise ship photos. That's why Progressive makes shopping easy for you. We'll give you our direct rate and those of other leading companies. It could save you hundreds. So go to Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE because you can only stand seeing someone else tan and happy for so long. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations. Rates vary based on how you buy.
The Ticket.
It's safe to say the Red River Shootout is one of the biggest games of the year. TexasLending.com bringing you the ticker, and it features two undefeated teams. Both Texas and Oklahoma come into this game at 4-0. Bob Stoops says he wouldn't be surprised to see some trick plays out of the Texas defense.
Everybody has a track record, and we get all those tapes. I'm sure there's quite a bit that's been saved up, but don't worry, we've saved quite a bit up, too, on both sides of the ball.
Kickoff is at 11 at the Cotton Bowl. Of course, you'll get updates right here in Ticket Sports Saturday once the game starts. Checking out other games in college football, perhaps the game of the afternoon besides Texas OU is in L.A. Cal taking on number one USC. That game is at 2:30. 3:30, Oklahoma State plays at Colorado. The Big 12 games include the 6 o'clock kickoff, Nebraska taking on Texas Tech. A&M plays Iowa State. At 6:20, you've got Kansas State taking on Kansas. Big game in the SEC is at 6:45 when LSU plays at Florida. SMU takes on Rice at 7. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Yankees are up 2-1 after their 8-4 win over the Twins. Kevin Brown had only one earned run in the game for the Yankees, and Jorge Posada says he was impressed with his pitcher.
Well, he did everything possible to keep us in the game. One home run early with Jack Jones, but it really didn't break him. Just he kept coming.
The Red Sox eliminated the Angels after an 8-6 win in 10 innings, and the Rangers lose a starting pitcher. Colby Lewis was claimed by the Detroit Tigers because he wasn't on the Rangers 40-man roster. Lewis underwent rotator cuff surgery earlier in the season. That's a Ticket. Ticker or service with Napa Auto Parts. Protect your car's engine with clean motor oil. Stop by Napa Auto Parts today and pick up premium Napa oil for just $1.09 a quart. Napa, get the good stuff. Our next Ticket ticker is at 9:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant this Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Rice Owls and the SMU Mustangs make it a football Saturday. Rich Phillips and Craig Swan have the play-by-play beginning at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 tonight on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 9:17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, an early edition of The Rant today with Corby Davidson, Gen X Davey, and Gordon Keith, and special guest Craig Miller. We are at the Walgreens in the parking lot at Robert B. Cullum and MLK in Dallas. You can stop by and see us. We're at our big pre-Texas OU game party right now. You can register to win Ticket T-shirts. Is it Weber or Weber Q Grill?
Weber.
Weber Q Grill. It's the first hybrid gas grill that can act as both a full-functioning backyard grill and portable gas grill. Available at Home Depot, Barbecues Galore, Ellet Hardware, and right here at the Walgreens parking lot while we're here. And if you come out here and register to win Texas OU tickets, I think we have some of those we're giving away.
You know, didn't you, when I heard we were at a Walgreens, I thought we would just kind of be like maybe in the store at a Walgreens and really didn't know what was going on. I didn't.
This is like a multimedia production.
Oh, my God, the Jack Daniels people, and this is a scene.
It's a huge event out here.
It's like a game must be going on or something.
The Hot Dodge girls are handing out beads.
By the way, before we go any further, Gordon, I believe you have a big announcement on something that happened last night that you were telling us.
What's that? Go on the air with it.
Yeah. There's,
break the news.
You said there was a death in the world of Hollywood.
Rodney Dangerfield?
See? You're a liar.
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
In the middle of the
what?
In the middle
okay.
of the break.
What?
In the middle of the break, Gordon just like as an aside says, "Oh hey, did you guys hear last night? Greg Kinnear died."
And then he goes, "It was a car accident in L.A. Actually, it's a little outside L.A. Just to make it sound a little more like you knew exactly where it was."
And he has a history of this, right?
Yeah, because he always tells us, "Hey, did you guys hear Penny Marshall died?" Or something every morning. It's kind of a off the beaten path celebrity that used to be kind of big, but now it's kind of hard to track down.
Yeah.
So Davey starts scrambling through the paper for the Greg Kinnear news, and Gordon says it's not in there.
Yeah,
it happened last night. It's real late.
It won't be on the internet either. Only I know.
So Greg the first Kinnear, I've heard of any of this. Hey, listener, I'm with you. Okay.
Greg Kinnear fans don't need to worry.
We were at the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and we get in the car one morning, and Gordon's like, "Man, Dolph Lundgren died. Can you believe that?"
Dolph Lundgren.
And, you know, it's just wacky enough of a name that, really, wow. Yeah, man, too many roids. I mean, just got him finally.
My most successful ones were my original Penny Marshall. That was a successful one. And then I also had a pretty good run with a John Larroquette death one time.
Well, that's a good one.
Will you admit failure on this? Huh?
No, because you guys bought it enough to go for it.
You swore on your scrotum.
You did.
It was true.
What?
It was
true. Who would do that?
You
refused.
That's weird.
You refused to swear on the Bible and God in heaven, but you would swear on your ball sack.
On your testicles. And your grandpa.
You better watch them today.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't even know what this AM is.
I hope they fuse together tonight as punishment from God for lying.
Fuse together so I have one big super-powered ball.
You have a super ball.
And then I hope that that super ball countersinks into your rectum.
And then I hope
countersinks.
And then I hope that Lamar Hunt's kid plays with it and he ends up naming the Super Bowl after your Super Bowl.
What? He's got a point.
What's going on with you?
Can't deny it.
Hey,
there's that guy.
All right,
he's checking out our broadcasting.
So
Rodney Dangerfield died. Anybody watch the debate last night? Town meeting forum?
I TiVo'd it. I just caught bits and pieces. I haven't watched the whole thing.
I don't watch TV. It's Max Michigan.
How'd it go?
That was all right. 2-1. My boy, Terry. Really?
I read Chris Matthews' review of it this morning. He said it was even, but that neither candidate connected with the people. It was town hall, and both of them were
different. So were the questions planted, or were they real people? Were they scripted questions?
They were
scripted questions, real people asking them. But I'm assuming that the people themselves scripted them and had them pre-approved. And there were some really good questions. It was supposed to be a group of undecided voters who were asking these questions. Basically, the way it came off, Kerry won with he's a better speaker and can communicate more information, doesn't get lost like Bush does.
Mm.
Bush obviously showed his personality, which is his major thing. You know, he's made a couple jokes. People got, he goes, man, that last answer he gave almost made me want to scowl, but I'm not going to do that, you know, kind of thing, making jokes about the way. The
I don't get it. Is that funny?
Don't worry about it. And it was in the Sermon on the Mount. It's a joke.
A God joke?
Yeah. And, but Kerry's definitely better at those things, better debater. The thing that I can't stand about Kerry is he's such a politician. Such a politician. Slick, you know, any which way the wind blows. He basically promised us all a set of magic wings and gold feet if he was elected president. Everybody's
well,
going to be
for him.
This is why I'm going to vote for him. And you know what? When I vote for him, I'm also going to hold him accountable, too. All these things that he says are wrong, and he knows how to fix, and he has a plan to do it, I can't wait. We are going to have the best country we've ever had.
It's going to be a utopia.
It really will be. I mean, he really has it all down. And I'm looking forward to it.
You know what I hope?
And I hope to goodness my other Kerry supporters don't let him off the hook on this and say, well, yeah, but he is, you know, Republican Congress, and, well, he didn't know everything, you know, going into it. And, you know, well, I mean, no, this situation's changed. They're not going to give me any of that.
I hope when he's elected that they will amend the Constitution to where he can be supreme ruler for life.
That'd be great.
I'm telling you, he's got it down.
Is he living in this utopia?
But the thing I don't like about Kerry Wayne is you talk about haughty.
Well, okay, if the president did promise wings and gold feet for everyone.
Magic wings and gold feet for everyone.
Would you vote for him? Oh, I've always wanted a pair of gold feet.
Would the wings actually be functioning like we could all fly? I'm assuming that's what he's saying.
Hey, you talked about him being haughty. Did you catch his one, what I thought was a big mistake, when he was talking about taxes, and he goes, it's the wealthy, and he pointed to himself,
oh, no,
that should be paying the taxes, or something like that.
Well, he had made comment earlier in that. He said, the tax proposal that I've given would only affect from looking, this is kind of weird, he goes, from looking around this room, I only see three people that this taxing over people who make $200,000 would affect.
They're only three.
Me, George W. Bush, and sorry, Charlie, you too.
Charlie Gibson.
He said that?
Yes.
How did he know that nobody in the crowd
did that? He looked around and basically said, all you look like dirty poor.
Wow.
So he and Bush and Charlie Gibson were the only white people in the crowd?
Oh. Huh. After Kerry said that, did Charlie Gibson kind of adjust his toupee and real uncomfortably look down?
There's like a $20 bill hanging out of his toupee. You know, he's kind of hiding it.
Kind of hiding more of his money out there.
Did they show the crowd just kind of tears slowly rolling down?
Tears coming down their eye.
Guns getting out.
Wearing their Walmart shirts.
I love my gold feet, though.
So when Kerry...
my magic wing where I can earn more money.
So when Kerry said it's the wealthy that should be taxed instead of pointing to his own chest, he should have looked in the crowd for his wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and pointed her out specifically.
There, that bitch needs to
to be taxed. Do you know how much she's worth? I do.
So, yeah, that's what I think. Kerry won the debate on substance because he did effectively promise us gold magic wings and everything. And but he just comes off as so unlikable. But I don't care if he's unlikable. If he gets all those things done that he said he was going to do, I'm for him.
How tall is he?
6'4".
6'4", yeah.
Will he be our tallest president?
I think Abe was 6'4", 6'5".
How do you know? You weren't even around.
No, but I saw a depth chart one time.
Okay.
The University of Illinois basketball team, and they had it at 6'5". But you know how they fudge those things, so he might
totally.
Be 6'4".
You think Abe Lincoln was really gay?
60.
Gay?
Yeah, you never heard
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, because he was into wrestling. A
he
lot.
Was into wrestling other men and stuff. And yeah, there's like, you've ever heard of Log Cabin Republicans? It's a group of gay Republicans. And they call themselves Log Cabin Republicans because of Abe Lincoln. Grew up in a log cabin and all that sort of thing.
Right. I thought it was like they'd like to push logs.
We get rid of that?
Like up the mountain for exercise.
Stop it.
He covered it.
Yeah, great cover. Leave it to Davey to cover it up.
Like up the mountain for exercise. Up the mountain for exercise.
I don't know. What mountain?
I think he was gay. I think he went, you know, going so hard that hat's kind of falling off.
So you think John Wilkes Booth was like a gay lover?
Yes.
There's been a theory.
Is that why
that.
Is that why he shaved the mustache and left the beard? The mustache was tickling?
What do you mean? Go ahead. What's your out?
Up the mountain for exercise.
When he was pushing the log, the sweat would tickle his
okay,
upper lip.
Thank you, David. All right, it's 9:27 on Sports Radio 13. Send the ticket. Coming up next, we
break down,
the
game.
The
come on.
We just did the offense.
Oh, yeah.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
Here's a big welcome to the ticket for all of our visiting Texas OU fans. Gordon Keith and the Rant kick things off from Fair Park. Then at 11, it's a special Texas OU edition of Ticket Sports Saturday. We'll keep you up with all the college football scores on the ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Finish the football weekend Sunday with Cowboys Countdown to kick off at 10. And after the Boys and the Giants, it's the postgame show with Dale Hansen. Then NFL Sunday Night Football.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some poor P1s down the side. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
You know, the usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
E-Break Classic.
Now, what did I do?
Let him tell.
Let's listen to it first, and then you can try to defend yourself, Junior.
Because imagine if you had three Gordons as your kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how draining would that be?
Well, hey, my parents had, but this was 10 years before I came along, they had 6, 4, 2, and newborn.
Mm.
Three Gordons would drive you to be Andrea Yates.
Norm?
Hi, Norm.
Norm's laughing! Norm, don't laugh!
But I have a problem. See, everybody has a sort of a humor breaking point, and I am the worst layout person on the station. He can't lay out, he can just hang on to something and kick it for a while.
He loves Andrea Yates' humor.
E-Break Classic.
And I think Norm did win the electoral.
So let's play Norms.
Okay, let's play Norms, just for the heck of it.
We are joined by telephone by one of the world's most popular golfers, Puerto Rican-born, now 50-year-old, and member of the Seniors Tour, Chichi Rodriguez. Good morning, Chichi. How are you?
I look, Joe.
Chichi.
How you look, Joe?
Apparently, he's having trouble hearing you.
Apparently.
Hello.
Hello, Chi-Chi.
Hi, Norm.
Good morning, Chi-Chi. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Apparently, he's having trouble hearing you. We'll try something else here. Let's hang on just a minute.
Okay.
And see if we can't.
Why don't we
flip
tell people
things around, and we'll just go ahead and we'll do it this way. Now try it.
Good morning.
Hello, Norm.
Good morning, Chi-Chi. How are you?
Hello.
Daniel, I'm...
I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
I can hear you, Chi-Chi.
All right, Norm.
All right. How are you doing?
Fantastic, Norm.
You've heard about it, yet you wonder, can LASIK surgery really turn my world around? You've been wearing glasses and contacts so long, it's habit. Habits are made to break. Free yourself with Wavefront Customized Intralasik from Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 78% of patients, when given a choice, choose Intralasik over traditional LASIK. Intralasik eliminates most, if not all, of the risk associated with traditional LASIK. Precision and expertise is the source of safety, and there's safety in numbers. Dr. Booth has performed over 56,000 LASIK procedures. His care and level of expertise is so far above par, he can offer a 20/20 guarantee, or it's free. Take down this number for your free screening, 214-328-0444, and take advantage of savings up to $550 per eye and 18 months financing. Your flex plan dollars work great for your vision. Let Dr. Booth work for you. 214-328-0444. When it's your vision, make the right decision. Dr. Booth. On the web, it's Booth with an E, lasercenter.com.
5. Kitchen Capital.
Checking. No! Wells Fargo. The next stage for Fargo Bank and a member.
We're about to answer more questions next on the Ticket Ticker.
Konnichiwa. Chicago baseball team.
Hello, my name is Shinko Takatsu from a famous Chicago baseball team, but my nickname is Mr. Zero. Every night I am in a different city. New York, San Francisco, Dallas. Very overwhelming. I use Yahoo Local to help me find ways to feel more at home, like sushi bars and karaoke bars.
From ballparks to barbershops, new Yahoo Local lets you search for things you need and see the results on the same map at the same time.
I also purchase souvenirs in each town I visit. I have amassed 17 miniature snow globes.
Just go to yahoo.com and click on local, and you can quickly and easily get the lay of the land.
Now he says, how great Haruki, my translator is. He's very smart and powerful, and I promise to buy him sports cars and expensive wristwatches anytime he so desires.
Nandatte?
What?
New Yahoo Local. Life is all around you. You just have to find it.
Yahoo!
Life Engine.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
Shootout is just moments away, and after losing four straight to Oklahoma, Mac Brown says that, yes, the game is still big to Texas.
I'm constantly asked about, is OU a big game? And obviously it is. Your answer as a coach is every game at Texas and OU before you play OU's big and every game after.
Kickoff is at 11 at the Cotton Bowl. Elsewhere in college football, quite a slate today. Number 7, Cal takes on number 1, USC. That game at 2:30. If you'll remember last year, Cal beat USC in overtime. Oklahoma State plays at Colorado at 3:30. You've got Nebraska taking on Texas Tech at 6. Also at 6 o'clock, A&M plays Iowa State. At 6:20, K-State takes on Kansas. 6:45, you got LSU playing Florida. At 7, SMU visits Rice. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. UNT plays Utah State at 7, and the late game in the Big 12 is at 9 o'clock when Missouri takes on Baylor. The Red Sox eliminate the Angels from the ALDS, 8-6 in 10 innings. Vladimir Guerrero tied it at 6 with a grand slam, and Johnny Damon said he was a little worried.
It says that we're pretty good. Sweeping a team like that in front of the biggest market, in front of the toughest crowd, being able to do it, it says we're pretty good. What a great victory. We knew we had to win 3 in a row against them. And David Ortiz, I mean, he wasn't waiting for anything. He wanted to get it over with so we can go celebrate.
And they certainly were celebrating. You can hear in the background, Yankees are up 2-1 over the Twins after their 8-4 win. Yankees and Twins play again at 3:25 this afternoon. And the NFL suspended Jamal Lewis 2 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Lewis pleaded guilty to trying to set up a drug deal 4 years ago. He will serve the suspension later this month. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 9:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant Saturday morning from 9 to 11 this morning on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Register for a Tickethead card and then wait for the phone to ring. You're next in line for the P1 Perfect Pair. Brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
No. Are we back? I think we're back.
This game is very sacred. Are we on the air?
I think we're back.
9:37 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
That was a good commercial break full of hypotheticals, wasn't it? Especially the Corby shattered into 20 pieces.
Shattered Corby. Corby, they were discussing if they had to go in and play for OU today.
For how many plays?
10.
I thought it
was 20 plays.
No, 10
plays.
What position would they put themselves in to minimize the damage that they would do to their own team?
Yes, the exposure.
The exposure. Craig said that he would play quarterback.
And just hand off 10 times.
And just hand off 10 times.
And maybe once keep it on a bootleg and pick up 10 to 15 yards.
Oh, God. The very last one, because you already set the pace. You're always you're a handoff specialist.
Right.
You know what you ought to do every time? Is run the Statue of Liberty.
That's right.
Every time. It's the worst play ever.
Yes.
What is that?
It's where the quarterback, I don't know if it ever was run in the history of football, but the quarterback, under center, takes the snap back, acts like he's going to throw, so he's got the ball cocked back here, and the receiver runs behind him, takes the ball, and just runs around the end. So
that's
literally
a horrible play.
The quarterback has to sit there like this
in the Heisman pose
with his arm back here in the ball, and it's got to be timed perfectly. It's a weird place to grab a ball.
Have you ever seen it run?
I think we ran it in grade school.
Really?
I think we did.
I bet Red Grange ran it.
Now talk
from
and,
the wing tee.
And Corby said that he would be a WR.
I'd be a wide receiver.
And we were laughing about maybe if you went across the middle and caught a pass.
Corby guaranteed. Craig said that if he was wide receiver, if the ball was ever thrown to him, he would defend it like a defensive back and just knock it down.
And always,
right. Because if I caught it, I know I'd get hit and fumble.
But Corby claimed that at least one of his 10 plays, he would be wide open, running free in the open field.
I said I could get open on one of these guys.
There is no way.
I don't think there's any question that I could get open on a Texas defensive back.
And if you were hit going across the middle, what would happen to you?
Well, you say that I would get shattered into 20 pieces. It'd be like an explosion.
But that your head would still be alive, and you'd be happy, and your last words to Gordo would be, I contributed. I did it.
A little tear running down
and
your cheek.
And a tear coming down on your cheek, and the last thing I'd do before life passed out of you is stick my tongue in your mouth and kiss you on my head.
You did do it. I'm so proud of you.
Am I going to be okay?
You're going to be just fine. My head is completely removed.
Just cradling it in your palm. And
right. You just see my spinal cord just laying on the field.
Just pulsating.
Yeah.
I picture you just with the romantic tongue kiss and then closing his eyelids.
Closing his eyes.
You're trying to keep his head pointed up so he can't see his body right on the field.
That's what would happen if you were in there.
Okay, do you want to hear the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life? Without question.
The wedding story?
Is this the wedding story or the you know where you are story?
Okay, the second dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. I'm at the station, and my phone, I can hear my phone go off whenever it has a message, it makes a sound.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, somebody called. So I open up to see who called, and I noticed that my battery was flashing, the little light was flashing, denoting that I didn't have much juice left in there. So I want to see who called, so I take the landline at the station and call my cell phone, and it's going to check my messages that way, because my phone was about to die. So I'm on the phone, I'm calling my cell phone, and this is just during the show, whatever random time. And as my cell phone starts to ring, I kind of blank out. And I was like, I wonder who's calling me.
And you answered it.
And I look at it, my phone, as I'm still holding the other phone up, calling. I look at my cell phone. I'm like, God, someone from the station's calling me.
You better take that.
This is all processing. I answer it. I have both phones. I answer my cell phone. I go, hello? and I can hear my voice reverberating, and I catch myself, I'm just standing there with two phones kind of looking around to see if anyone's looking at me, and then just put the phones down. Is that not the biggest stoner move in the history of mankind?
Were you stoned?
No. No. How dumb is that?
That's pretty
funny.
That's why Texas is going to win today.
Hello?
Hey, man.
Morby? Are you calling me? Hey, hang up. I'm trying to check my messages.
Okay. Do you have any more time?
Hey, I'm going to call right back and don't answer this time. Just let it go to voicemail.
Oh, how are you?
That is pretty bad. All right, tell about your friend who didn't want to play quarterback because he was going to get paralyzed.
It's not my friend. Our intern at the station, Jake, his little brother's a sophomore at Richland High School. And he's starting quarterback for Richland as a 15-year-old. And his first
for varsity.
Yes, his first starting assignment was against Denton Ryan.
Which is like a college team, basically.
They're ranked number 10 in the country. Like number 2 in the state. So they're just a bunch of badasses. And Richland is bad. Notoriously bad. So his brother was like, man, I'm so worried about him. His brother's like 19 or 20 in college. He's like, I can't believe my brother's starting against Denton Ryan, you know. And he told me, he goes, I swear, man, I'm just afraid he's going to get paralyzed.
So should we check the paper?
Yeah, we should.
I did. That's the first thing I did this morning. He's alive.
What was the final?
34-14.
Okay. Not bad.
It was 34-0, and they scored 14 points in the fourth quarter.
What were his numbers?
Yeah, I'm
he threw for like 152 yards.
Up.
He had 6 rushes for minus 15 yards.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
Joe Kemp or something like that.
Joe Kemp?
Yeah.
So he's not.
Is that bad when you're going into the game worried that you're going to get paralyzed?
Yes. That family members are concerned of paralyzation.
Paralysis.
Whatever.
So he's not the leading rusher.
Paralyzation.
He's not the leading rusher in Texas high school football history.
Not with minus 6 yards.
As a matter of fact, he has a worse record than I do right now.
Kemp. His name down there?
Kemp. I have more yards than he has.
He had
a high school record.
He had 6 rushes for minus 15 yards. And passing, he was 15 of 32.
Ooh.
With a touchdown and 161 yards. But there's no little footnote story that says Richland quarterback paralyzed.
Lost half of his body.
Brother's prediction correct.
Brother's premonition comes true.
Well, it was 28-0 Ryan at halftime, so it was garbage in the second half.
Yeah.
Well,
but congratulations.
All right, do we need to break down the special teams?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I had a hypothetical for a Texas fan last night, and we'll talk about that next.
Okay.
Mammoth Hammer.
Well, yeah, I know that. What's going on, honey?
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket offers the P1 the opportunity to proudly wear a face only a mother could love.
I got arrested, Mama.
The Last Temptation of the Ticket is the October item of the month. The Grego is My Homeboy Ticket T-shirt. Go to theticket.com and order yours for just $15 and wait if it miraculously arrives at your door 3 days later. Perfect for loafing or fishing, this charcoal gray and black beauty declares Grego is my homeboy and bestows its wearer the ability to recite hot sports opinions at will. From Sports Radio 13.
Oh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal.
Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
It must be out, honey.
They're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've gotta go too. It's getting late, and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
Eh, we didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Yeah, let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail.
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
Sports information staff. Well, they know who he is now. Because the Jasper thumped them.
And he even coached.
The Jaspers. The Jaspers.
Hey, Barry. Wow. Barry put his slip there. Proud of that one.
We're talking about the Hispanics here.
Sorry. The Jaspers. That's the Jaspers. Oh, sorry. All right, 5:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I mean, sometimes I just can't talk. Had that those moments was, here this morning.
I believe you said the Jaspers, right?
That is a Freudian slip.
It is.
What they would call it.
No, it's not. I just couldn't say Jaspers.
Hey, admit that you still bear some grudge against Japan for World War II.
You do.
They Pearl Harbor you. They Jap you.
I've come around on them a little bit. I still think they should have been able to host the Olympics a few years ago.
E-break classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford for not knowing the proper call letters to KNTU in Denton.
Okay. We also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did. A little play-by-play.
What?
Yep.
I don't think that's the... I don't think those are the call letters.
I don't think that's the call letters.
Oh, my bad. Always
think
get that mixed up.
KNTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow.
Too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. And that's saying something.
Fine. All with a 2-year agreement. Requires compatible GSM device, $36 activation, OAC.
A West in the playoffs next on the Ticket Picker.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 1-800-GET-HAIR. You may qualify to participate in a program to regrow your lost hair. Recently seen on national television newscasts, this program utilizes cool lasers to stimulate the scalp and approved activators to regrow lost hair. You may qualify for the supervised program clinically proven to regrow lost hair without transplant surgery. The laser is cool to the touch and pain-free. Participants must be thinning or balding. If you are currently on a hair loss treatment, you may still qualify. Men and women, to see if you qualify, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Space is limited and filling quickly, so call now, 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Men and women in the Dallas area, call now to see if you qualify. 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's 1-800-GET-HAIR. The Ticket.
Game in the ALDS. The Red Sox eliminate the Angels after an 8-6 win in 10 innings. David Ortiz hit a walk-off game-winning home run.
And here's David Ortiz to see that number today with 3 hits. This could be 4. There he goes. It's over. The Red Sox win, and they're moving on up.
Courtesy ESPN, other finals, the Yankees beat the Twins 8-4. The Yankees are up 2-1 in the series. Those two teams play again today at 3:25. Also, a game of note in the NL. At 12 o'clock, the Braves take on the Astros, and the late game is between St. Louis and Los Angeles. That first pitch is scheduled for 7:10. The Red River Shootout kicks off at 11 this morning from the Cotton Bowl. While OU has beaten Texas 4 straight times in the series, Bob Stoops says this is a new year.
Past success never guarantees future success. You got to go out and earn it each and every time, and our players understand that. We understand it as a staff, and you get yourself ready to go compete this time and see what you can do.
Of course, we will have updates on Ticket Sports Saturday right here on The Ticket. Elsewhere in college football, number 7 Cal playing at number 1 USC at 2:30. Oklahoma State takes on Colorado at 3:30. At 6 o'clock, Texas Tech plays host to Nebraska. Anna will play Iowa State at 6:20. You've got K-State taking on Kansas. 6:45, a big game in the SEC. LSU taking on Florida. And SMU plays Rice at 7. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rangers lose 2 pitchers. Starting pitcher Colby Lewis was claimed by the Detroit Tigers. Lewis had undergone rotator cuff surgery to end the year, and the Reds got pitcher Ben Kozlowski. Our next Ticket Picker is at 1010. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant this Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
to Guy's Night Out for Gearhead this Thursday from 3 to 11. Motor on out to Texas Motor Speedway and join your pals from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is The Rant, and we are warming up for Texas OU. We are at the Walgreens, actually the Walgreens parking lot, Robert B. Cullum at MLK, South Dallas, right across the street from the fair.
How are you?
You Robert B. Cullum?
No, MLK.
Doesn't really sound like what I've heard. But
I have a dream.
Gosh, would he be near as popular of a historical figure if he spoke like Ross Perot? All right, yes, it's getting close to 10 o'clock here. The Rant, starting at second hour right now. We're on a little bit early today because we adjusted for the Texas OU game. And we have Corby and Craig are with us representing OU, and Dave and I guess by default are representing UT.
You don't have to represent anyone.
You know?
No.
We need equal time.
Yep.
So on the front page of the morning news they have a poll. How the rivals see each other.
How did Norm pick this game?
He picked Oklahoma to cover.
The line is 7
because I had tons of cash on this.
I don't know if it was his double play. If it's his double play, that's a bad sign because those never work.
Right. What are double plays? What does that mean?
Put double money on it.
Yeah, if you only have $10 in your bank account, somehow find another 10 to put on the game.
Okay, dig yourself a deeper hole.
Are either of you guys gamblers?
No.
Never.
You never put money on a game?
I have, yeah. I've bet before, but I have a friendly bet with a buddy of mine on this game. But I've never, no, since college, I bet with a bookie like twice when I had $0.
That's illegal.
Officer?
And I was...
We have an admission of a crime.
I was sweating.
You also killed someone, too, didn't you?
Couple. So
a couple.
But there's...
That we're making out?
There's nothing worse when you have, literally, like I said, like $25 in your bank account, and you have that $25 on a football game. You need the Giants to score 10 points in the fourth quarter to win your money. And I was like, this is stupid. So I never did it again.
How does someone like Norm get so suckered into gambling?
Some people have that personality, addictive personality.
Yeah, and they need it to make the sporting event exciting. I've never needed it to make the sporting event fun.
No.
I can watch a football game, it doesn't matter. But people like Norm, I think they need to have picked a game or bet on it to make it exciting.
So it's kind of like S&M.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, Dave.
I guess. For them to have interest, though,
they got to have a leash on their balls to make gloves exciting.
You know what? You're right. I guarantee you the people that are hardcore gamblers do have leashes on their balls during sex.
Hey, you saw me make my first bet in probably 10 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you saw me with a leash around my balls.
I bet Barb Smith $25 on the election. Remember that?
Yeah, yesterday? That's right.
Because
she bet you that Kerry would win in a landslide.
I think so, yeah.
You bet the election straight up?
Straight up. No,
Barb, the day before, look at this. You know Barb is our noted
Democrat. Let me just say this.
Democrat.
Leave her alone.
I love her too much.
You guys are awful with her.
So
she's crying in the afternoon because of the way you treat her.
She said the day before that this election was going to be the closest one we've ever had. And I said, closer than the last one? And she said, oh, yeah, much closer.
How could it be any closer?
It's like it came out of 600 votes, Barb. It's going to be much closer than that. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a lot closer than that. So there's
the very next day,
they're gonna be
she bet Craig that Kerry would win in a landslide.
Go figure.
Going from an election that was closer than 600 votes to, no, Kerry's running away with it.
You know, she told me, she goes, if you look closely at the first debate, you'll see that Bush is wearing an earpiece, and Colin Powell was telling him what to say.
Colin Powell was on the other end?
She's just like every Republican that she hates. She's warped in her thinking. For some reason, people get, it's like Texas OU. You get so warped by your own thinking, you can't think.
You're right.
I had a dream I let Colin Powell into a dance club last night. Is that weird?
Yeah. Like you were working the door?
Yeah.
What was the name of the club?
I don't know.
Mulatto?
Now his,
easy.
Now his brother, Rexon Powell, was also a general, wasn't he? And Anus Powell, his sister, Anus.
Anus Powell. You think that...
I think in the military, his brother only...
Hold on, Tracy Morgan's joining us right now.
In the military, Colin's brother only reached the rank of upper GI.
So this... I'm going to use that.
This poll... So this poll in the paper today... 47% of Oklahomans say Texas fans are arrogant.
Oh, so less than half.
Less than half. 59% of Texas fans say Oklahoma fans are humble. In spite of all the national championships and recent success.
You know what? I'm a humble fan.
I am too.
92% of Oklahoma fans say OU will win today. 92%.
Okay.
Only 43% of Texas fans believe they will win today.
Well, you do look like Tracy Morgan to me.
Sucks.
What's that? Yeah, I wish I had his money, too.
No doubt, man. Well, you basically do.
So only 43% of Texas fans believe they'll win today. And I was hanging out with a huge UT fan last night. He was already getting nervous about the game last night.
Did he have big meat parentheses?
No. He didn't have that.
Go ahead, Dave. I'm listening.
So... this friend of mine is leaving tomorrow to take a 2-week vacation in Italy.
With a gay tour?
No, going with his wife and his family.
Yeah, the gay tour is going over there.
He's spending.
I didn't realize that all gays tour.
They have to. You got to stick together, man.
So he's spending 2 weeks in Italy starting tomorrow, and he said,
"Hey, isn't that meat curtains over there?"
That is Tim Tom.
You're on. Jeez. All right, so he's going over there for 2 weeks.
Right, and he said, you know what? He goes, I would give up my trip to Italy for a Texas win.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What an idiot.
Well, it's funny you mention that because...
Well, that's not it.
Oh, dear.
That's not it. So I said, okay, what if Texas wins tomorrow and then on Sunday, before you get onto the plane... all of Italy is wiped out by a tidal wave, and so your trip is canceled that way. And he goes, so what, like millions of people die?
Natural disaster. Mm.
And I said, yeah, millions of people die. And he said, no, I would take a Texas loss in that instance. He said, but I would kill a homeless person.
Just as an added bonus?
No, he said for a Texas win, he would kill a homeless person.
Wow.
That's just ridiculous.
He wouldn't let millions of Italians die, but he would kill a homeless person.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, don't you think one American homeless is worth millions of Italians?
Are they?
On the air, I wouldn't go that far either. You know, Craig and I were talking.
All right, Craig, there you go. Would you give up a 2-week trip to Europe for an OU victory?
Yes.
So why?
I would do that in a heart. I mean, I wouldn't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Look, Craig and I said that... We said that to guarantee an Oklahoma 100-point victory, if they could win by 100, well, he asked this to me. I said that I would pay $3,000 to guarantee a 100-point victory.
I'd match that $3,000.
That's so stupid.
I'll take it.
You guys French kiss to guarantee an OU victory?
Right now.
A 100-point OU victory?
No. Just a decisive OU victory.
What is it? How long?
How long? 5 seconds.
I probably would.
I might, yeah.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right, let's do it.
Open mouth tongue.
Let's do it.
The good thing is you can't guarantee it.
I can.
So we won't have to
I
do
can.
It.
I can. If OU lose, if you guys kiss, I guarantee the OU victory. And if they lose, I will French Davy for 5 seconds.
Not worth
still
it.
Not you guaranteeing it. I am. That's a guarantee.
That's guaranteeing it. We're going to be look. No.
Look. That's the best of both worlds may happen. You guys will kiss.
Well, I don't want to kiss.
You lose it, and then I get to kiss Dave.
That's not the best of both worlds. I already kissed Dave once for money, to raise money for a homeless shelter or something.
It was
special ed.
People with retardation.
Now, if we kiss for an OU win and they lose and you were to guarantee each of us $25,000, I'd do that.
How about each of
you? No, wait. I wouldn't because I think OU is going to win anyway.
Why would I have to kiss?
I don't know. Why are you trying to make out with me?
Would you trade Cedric Benson for Adrian Peterson?
No. No way.
Not
even close.
Are you kidding?
First off, for one game.
All right, no.
OU wins decisively today, but Scott Peterson gets to get away with murder. You know he did it. And
yes, I would take that. That's fine.
You would let the murderer of that woman get away with it just where OU would win.
Yes.
And would you put his...
What?
Did we get that?
I got it.
You idiot.
What?
No more booze for you. You can't go to the Jack Daniels tent anymore.
How much have you had to drink today, David?
Half a drink.
Isn't that a sad state of affairs? In 03.
At 9:15, Corby had a Bloody Mary in his hand.
How much have you been drinking today, Dave? It's 10.
Hey, back in the Dave drinking days, that was an unheard of.
Have you cut back?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Because there for a while, you and your drinking partner, y'all were just alkies.
Dude.
All y'all did was drink.
Me?
Yeah.
When we were like 24, or he was 21, I was 25 or something. Yeah. Yes.
Which is lecherous, by the way.
I had issues. But not anymore. Would you like a Bloody Mary?
That's his second.
I need to take the edge off. Look, I got to make out with Craig.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. All right, it's 10:04 on Sports Radio 13.
By the way, we're leaving.
No, you're not.
We moved the show up. You're obligated to stay on the air.
We moved the show up where you would do the whole show.
Call us some boss that we have and see if it's okay, but I'm going to be in the stadium.
You got to stick around for another segment.
Whatever boss is.
I have to leave
because I'm doing the coin flip. I'm supposed to be down on the field at 10:30.
Craig's got 10 plays to work out, so we got to go game plan.
I've got to practice my handoffs. I'm a handoff specialist.
A handoff specialist. Imagine old gray-headed Craig trotting out there without his helmet on.
Would any coach be interested
with his big John Kerry head?
Would any coach be interested in that handoff specialist, or is that telegraphing the plays?
That's so telegraphing the plays.
Every time you come in, like, oh, you know, it's like a, I don't know, special teams guy, Steve Tasker or something. But you're just the handoff specialist,
right? But I would never fumble the snap. Every handoff would be clean.
So Mac Brown would put 12 guys in the box.
And then I'd throw deep.
Or 11 guys
in the box. Well, they'd get penalized.
He's a handoff specialist.
That's why I broke up with my first girlfriend, by the way.
11 guys in the box?
Yep. I opened the door and found a horrible scene.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Corby was bad.
Maybe we found all her male friends playing to stop the run.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Number 8.
She had the run?
What? Well, you guys have a good show.
Yep.
And root hard for OU today.
Good luck to you.
You're not leaving, Corby. You're doing another segment.
I really can't.
Yes, no.
You can get into your seats in 30 minutes.
You don't get it. You're not me.
All right, coming up next, Corby tells us the wedding story.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. People do win.
Michael Buss, Greg Martinez,
the P1 Perfect Pair,
Sean Perkins, and Trent
Ryan Comiskey. Registered Tickethead cardholders are qualified to play 4 times daily.
And if you're paying attention, you can win.
Pick and match 2 squares, and you win what's on the other side.
We are just giving stuff away today. It's everybody's lucky day.
This is my luggage. And Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening.
Pepsi, it's a good time to introduce you to Bengal Traders Coffee, a serious new gourmet coffee found at on-the-run stores at Exxon locations. That's right, rich, perfectly roasted, fresh-brewed gourmet coffee right at your local on-the-run. You see, with Bengal Traders, taste is more important than whether your coffee has a fancy name like macchiato. And you'll find cups of coffee with three natural sizes, sizes you can understand, like small, medium, and large. And with Bengal Traders, you'll find achieving the perfect roast is important. More important than whether you can also buy a special edition board game with the names of actual streets in your city. And if you believe coffee's supposed to wake you up, then this is your wake-up call. For new Bengal Traders coffee, whether regular, dark, French vanilla, hazelnut, or whatever else we've got brewing fresh 24-7, it's serious gourmet coffee without the fuss. Available at On the Run and participating Exxon locations. How do we know what people want in serious gourmet coffee? Because at On the Run at Exxon, we're drivers too.
So this guy, Corey, who just got promoted down at the office, is a real piece of work. Smart guy, that Corey, they say. His work on the Flugel file was pure genius. Pure genius? I'll be the judge of that. So I casually ask, oh, Corey, say it's Saturday and there's a game on at noon and you've got a tea time at 11:48. Do you miss the game or do you miss your tea time? He stammers, he fidgets, he's stumped. Clearly the answer is neither, because I can get a TiVo box now for just $99, which means I can do everything and miss nothing. Hey, even I know that, Corey, boy genius. I also know that now is the time to get one, while it's still only $99. So, really, who's the genius? Corey, the man who knows all about the Flugel file but doesn't know about TiVo? Or me, the guy who can play golf, catch a game, and have a life, all at the same time?
The TiVo Box really is the easiest way ever to get the entertainment you care about. For a limited time, save $100 on the TiVo Box at Best Buy, Circuit City, and Ultimate Electronics. You've got a life. TiVo gets it. MSRP for 40-hour DVR after $100 rebate. Monthly service required and sold separately. See TiVo.com for details.
Son, do you have any idea how fast you were going?
Dude, I was flying.
You were also swerving, flooring the gas, and slamming on the brakes.
It is Toyota Put It in Play, the greatest free driving event ever. And if I didn't drive like that, how would I win any of the games?
Driving's a privilege, son, not a game.
Actually, it's a whole bunch of games. There's Capture the Flag, where you haul around a racetrack trying to snake all your buddy's flags, high-octane red light, green light, white-knuckle rides with a pro driver, and my favorite, vehicular dodgeball. It's dodgeball in a car. Plus, there are prizes like an iPod Mini, free DVDs, and ESPN video games. Go to putitandplay.com for all the details. The next free Put It and Play event is at Arlington Park on October 16th and 17th. You should check it out.
So at Put It and Play, I can't bust you for any of your driving?
Exactly.
Where's the fun in that, son?
Come to Put It and Play October 16th and 17th at Arlington Park. To get a pass that lets you cut in line, register at putitandplay.com. Drivers must be 18 years or older with a valid driver's license to participate.
Coors Edge introduces A Meeting of the Minds.
Hey, Dan, what will it be?
I'll have The Struggle Begins. The conflicting little voices in his head butt in.
He'll have what I tell him, he'll do what I say. He's watching his car, he won't cave, no way.
He's watching his cars, but you know we love beer. He's not giving it up, so just get out of here.
The discussion heats up.
He wants low carbs.
He wants draft tape.
Low carbs.
Draft tape.
Hey, guys, you can have both. Taste new Coors Edge.
This is amazing. How did Coors do it? Low carbon draft taste. That's the way to brew it.
That settles that. Ooh, that's long time.
She kind of looks like the girlfriend you got.
Dan? Dan?
Yeah. I'll take a Coors Edge.
Introducing Coors Edge. Low carbon draft taste together at last. Move over to taste. Get the edge. Coors Edge.
You want the best of both worlds? Pick up Coors Edge, the new low carb beer that's cold filtered for real draft beer taste. Coors Edge.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. 94 calories, 2.6 grams of carbohydrate, 0.7 grams of protein, and 0.0 grams of fat for 12 fluid ounces.
I'm Layla, so maybe Texas wants to party like it's 1999. That's from the Ticket Ticker.
For action. Expand the stock and bundle the budget. Your best bet is Lone Star Park at Grand Prairie. This Saturday, October 9th, Dollar Day is backed by popular demand. And so's your opportunity to experience a day of world-class thoroughbred racing at one of the country's premier racetracks, along with a wide variety of special $1 offers. This Saturday, October 9th, general parking, general admission, and beginners programs are only a dollar each. And that's not all. On Dollar Day, you can also take advantage of a variety of special offers, including $1 hot dogs, soft drinks, popcorn, and draft beer. Watch, wager, and party till the horses come home. home on Dollar Day this Saturday, October 9th. Gates open at 11:30 and the first live race starts at 1:35. For an action-packed day of live thoroughbred racing, along with a host of special $1 offers, don't miss the return of Dollar Day this Saturday, October 9th at Lone Star Park at Grand Prairie. The horses are ready. Are you?
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
The last time the Longhorns beat the Sooners in the Red River Shootout, it was 1999. TexasLending.com and Crest Auto Group bring in the ticker. And while the Sooners may be favored this year, Mac Brown believes Texas has a good chance to break the slide.
You can't be great until you get consistently good. And this team has played really consistently good football.
Kickoff is at 11 at the Cotton Bowl. Elsewhere in college football, quite a few games on the schedule. Number 7, Cal playing at number 1, USC. That game is at 2:30. Last year, Cal knocked off USC in overtime. Number 22, Oklahoma State takes on Colorado. That game is at 2:30. Also in the Big 12, Texas Tech plays host to Nebraska at 6. A&M plays at Iowa State at 6 o'clock. The Battle of the Sunflower State kicks off at 6:20 when you've got Kansas State playing at Kansas. LSU plays at Florida at 6:45. SMU takes on Rice at 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. UNT plays at Utah State at 7. And Missouri takes on Baylor at 9 o'clock. That is the late game in the Big 12. The Yankees hope to clinch the ALDS today when they play the Twins at 3:25. Yankees are up 2-1 in the series. Jorge Posada says Yankees pitcher Javier Vasquez doesn't have too much pressure starting this afternoon.
Well, we want to play a good game. We want Javi to have a good game, you know, relax out there, hopefully get him a couple runs early so he can go out there and pitch.
There are 3 games today in baseball. One of them is the Yankees and Minnesota game. That is at 3:25. Braves and Astros first pitch is at 12:09 this afternoon. And later tonight, St. Louis takes on the Dodgers. That game is at 7:10. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant this Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on Sports Radio 1310. Ticket.
A key NFC East matchup as the Cowboys take on the Giants tomorrow at noon at Texas Stadium. The Ticket's Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
He sings. Take down the river. 10:14 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, a special edition of The Rant.
It's raining, man.
Yes,
we're
going to
have a wet field today.
We are out at Walgreens across from Fair Park. We're looking at the big Texas Star right now, the big Ferris wheel. And Jack Daniels is out here, and so is Chrysler.
Daimler Chrysler.
They got their Stow and Go.
And they've got the brand new Jeep Cherokee that's not even out yet. It's pretty handsome.
You're such a fan of the Jeep. How many Jeeps have you owned?
I've owned 4 Jeeps in my life.
You love the Jeep.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think the Stow and Go is a great idea. I don't know why anyone hadn't done this before now.
The the seats go all the way into the floorboard and it's totally flat?
Yeah, it's a van that has regular seats. And instead of folding down flat, which, you know, a lot of them don't even really fold down flat, David. You know, they're still lumpy.
Uh-huh.
But this one, not only do the seats fold down, but they fold down into the floor, so it's completely like a cargo van when you want it to be one.
That's awesome.
I know.
I'm not a minivan kind of guy, and I hope that I never am. But
why are minivans so vilified?
It's just an admission of, you know, suburban life and giving up.
Why can't you live in an urban area and have one?
I don't know, because most
people... I've been in bands and stuff. I mean, I knew band guys. We always had bands.
Yeah, but they have the full-size van, not the minivan. The minivan smacks of soccer practice and toting the kids around.
Well, it's good to have kids, though.
But most people in urban areas don't have kids, though.
That's not true.
Well, most people that would have a van don't live in urban
anyway,
areas.
Anyway, I love the Sew-and-Go van myself, David.
What? I didn't say I didn't. I just said I'm not a minivan guy. I'm more of a Jeep Grand Cherokee guy. And they're both out here, and they're both Daimler Chrysler vehicles. I don't know what you're all worked up about.
I'm worked up by some of these girls out here.
Yeah.
The
Dodge girls are pretty hot.
I love women, and I hate myself for loving women so much. I can't stand it.
Does it hurt you?
I'm telling you, if I don't start cheating on my wife soon, I'm going to start killing people. That's a promise from me to you, David. So your wife has no choice but to allow you to cheat. Otherwise, you're going to turn homicidal.
Yeah, right. I'm giving her the choice to save some lives right now.
By the way, you may have noticed that Craig and Corby are no longer on the show because they bailed on the listener to go get into their seats and hug each other.
Yeah, it's just so sad. You didn't talk to the pregnant girl and how she got pregnant? Oh, she won't release details of how she got pregnant. This is really speedy.
She's got the munchies. She's got two bags of chips.
Come here. Let's see what you're eating. Come here. Come here. Now, first of all, I love you because you're not wearing a bra. And so I can see
where the baby will feed in about 6 months.
The nutrition source that you're working on. What's your name? All right, we need to turn on Sherry's mic.
There you go.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
How old are you?
32.
Is this your first baby?
Nope.
How many have you had?
One.
One.
Mm-hmm. And you liked it so much, you're back for more?
Yeah, one more time.
So Nate, is your husband the videographer guy?
Yes.
And what does he do for a living? Freelance?
That's what he does.
Oh, no. Do you work?
Yes.
Where do you guys live?
We live in Hickory Creek.
Where's that?
About 5 miles south of Denton.
Wow.
Why the hell do you live way up there?
To get away from the city.
What's wrong with the city? See, Davey was just bagging on suburbia and praising the city. And
but that's not suburbia. That's like the country.
It's not suburbia. It is.
How much land do you have? Do you own out there?
No, well, we're only on a quarter acre.
Okay.
A little house, little pool, about a mile from the lake.
So do you like living out there?
It's okay. It has its pluses.
Why did you move out there?
Well, you know what? Honestly, we looked at every house in Louisville and didn't like any of them. And
every single house?
We looked for a year at houses every day, practically, and went across the lake and said, hey, this is nice. It's away from everybody, and why not?
And so you bought, now you regret it. Do you regret marrying this guy?
Absolutely not.
You liked him?
No. Yes.
What's so great about him?
Everything.
Like? What would you say is the best thing about him?
He is so spontaneous and fun. You know, it's really funny. He reminds me of the guys on the ticket sometimes. I always tell him, you should listen. They're funny. They tell jokes. They do voices. They're like you. I listen to them because I don't get to be with you all day.
So he doesn't listen to the ticket.
No.
But you do.
I'm a P1.
And how did you get turned on to the station?
I don't know. I saw a bumper sticker, and I said, what's that? I'm a big sports person. So I turned it on to 1310, and that was about 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Listening ever since. It's the only thing that goes on in my car.
That's great. I love 32-year-old pregnant ticket chick listeners. So who's your favorite on the station? What do you like? What do you like? What do you
right
like?
It's come on.
It's this guy. Come on,
yeah.
Party.
Definitely Gordon. You know what? Everybody. Norm has his pluses. He's great. Just all the stats and the laugh.
Norm.
The other day when you guys played that laugh that he did, the guys in the hardline were doing it when they were doing their fun with audio.
Right.
I had to pull over. I was laughing so hard.
You were giggling.
It was great.
Were your babysitters jiggling at that point?
I'm sure they were. Because
it was a little
good
something
squirted
out.
Hey,
no,
David.
Not yet.
What the heck?
That's after the baby.
Did you breastfeed the first baby?
Yes, I did.
For how long?
Too long.
What do you mean, too long?
A long time.
Over like 2 years?
4 years old?
Almost two.
Almost 2 years?
Probably close to two.
Wow, is it a boy or a girl?
Little boy.
Oh, man. Boy, he's in heaven. Do you know what the sex of this one is?
Not yet. We'll find out in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Interesting. There's a husband that doesn't listen to the ticket.
That's my husband.
What does he listen to?
Alternative music.
Oh, boy.
College radio.
Vomit blood.
There is no college radio.
It's dead.
Not in this market.
Not. That's right. He wants to vote it in this market.
Oh, it'd be great. I'd be all for that.
Are you going to the game, Sherry?
No.
Right,
that's
Sherry?
Right.
You're not going to the game.
No, we're just out here for this. And then
boy,
back to
bummer.
So who's he working for today?
You guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Filling for us. Hello, sports fans. All right, do you have any hot girlfriends that are single?
No, I don't have any single girlfriends. I'm a 32-year-old mom.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Well, I need something. Set me up with somebody here.
UT, what's up?
There's lots of them out here. What do you mean?
There's lots of single girls?
You're at a college football game.
Did you hear his proclamation that if he doesn't start cheating on his wife, he's going to start murdering
people? I heard
people?
That, and I hear it a lot. I hear it on the
from
ticket every day. No, from him on the ticket every day. No, I got a good boy
husband. Please, will somebody save the lives of these poor, unfortunate women? Nobody cares.
So who are your victims going to be?
You.
I'm first?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm serious, David. One of these nights, I'm going to break into your house, make sweet love to you, and kill you.
Hold a pillow over my head as a silencer?
Yeah, as a silencer, and put the gun. And I'm going to try to time the gunshot with me. I'm going to try to synchronize. Just because I want to feel your body spasm with death.
A gunshot with every spasm?
What are you talking about?
See, look, your husband's laughing. You see there?
He would like it. I tell him.
The ticket is funny. Of course, he's the only one laughing. Everyone else is looking disgusted. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you, Sherry. Anything
thank
you want
you.
To say? Any shout-out to the goats or whatever y'all live with
shout
out
up.
There?
No goats. Shout-out to my little sister on her way out here.
Oh, really? How old is she?
Married, 28.
28? Does she got it where it counts? Is she good-looking? Oh, the husband's giving thumbs up.
I would have to say yes.
She's cute?
You want to work out a swap?
Yeah. Would you make out with her sister if she let you? No?
Yeah.
Why not? She got AIDS?
She's good-looking, but she has attitude.
She what?
She's good-looking, but she has attitude.
Attitude.
Good-looking, but has attitude. Yeah, that's a good thing.
You can teach her a lesson.
Yeah, you can teach her a lesson. That's what I do to women. Okay, it's 10:23 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket coming up next, the story you've been waiting to hear.
It's a guy's night out for gearheads. Practice your left turns and head out to Texas Motor Speedway Thursday, October 14th, as the ticket broadcasts live from 3 to 11. Participate in the P1 Pit Stop Challenge. Take a fast lap around the track and get your picture made in an IRL car in Victory Lane. Watch as the round tables rev up while you enjoy food and drink specials all night from the station that says, light a floor jack up under this one, how about it? Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Sitting in an open-air patio in San Antonio on a warm night with a bunch of good friends and a big old wash tub full of cold cerveza. Got a table full of guacamole, chips, pico de gallo, and of course some hot off the grill tortillas and queso. Well, that's a good way to start the evening. Good way to finish the evening, too.
Now at Taco Cabana, create your own meal just the way you want it. Pick two of your favorites for just $3.99 or three for $4.99. Choose from a wide selection of mouth-watering tacos, enchiladas, chalupas, and flautas. Served with rice, your choice of beans, and two fresh made tortillas. Your favorite meal today, starting at just $3.99.
Taco Cabana. Now that's real.
Okay, this is where we agreed to meet. But where's Jimmy with the ticket? Kickoff is in 15 minutes.
He said to call him when we get here, but I'm having trouble getting through.
Well, it's no wonder with those second-string signal bars of yours. Here, use my AT&T wireless phone.
Our best network ever is better than ever, covering more places you work and play across the U.S. Sign up now for the GSM America National Plan from AT&T Wireless and get two Motorola V180 color flip phones for just $39.99 after $60 in mail-in rebates and $179.99 in instant activation credits. It's a great fall value on our best network ever.
Woo! Great reception!
Oh, man, I missed it! On the plane?
No, on your phone.
To get started, stop by an AT&T Wireless store or call 1-800-SWITCH-ME. How many bars do you have?
Motorola V180 suggested retail price $139.99 each. Sales tax applies. All with a 2-year agreement. Requires compatible GSM device, $36 activation, OAC. Coverage includes owned and roam areas.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 1-800-GET-HAIR. You may qualify to participate in a program to regrow your lost hair. Recently seen on national television newscasts, this program utilizes cool lasers to stimulate the scalp and approved activators to regrow lost hair. You may qualify for the supervised program clinically proven to regrow lost hair without transplant surgery. The laser is cool to the touch and pain-free. Participants must be thinning or balding. If you are currently on a hair loss treatment, you may still qualify. Men and women, to see if you qualify, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Space is limited and filling quickly, so call now, 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Men and women in the Dallas area, call now to see if you qualify. 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
Here's a big welcome to the ticket for all of our visiting Texas OU fans. Gordon Keith and the Rant kick things off from Fair Park. Then at 11, it's a special Texas OU edition of Ticket Sports Saturday. We'll keep you up with all the college football scores on the ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Finish the football weekend Sunday with Cowboys Countdown to kickoff at 10. And after the boys and the Giants, it's the postgame show with Dale Hansen. Then NFL Sunday Night Football. Baltimore at Washington at 7:30. We're football large on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Excuse me, are you in line?
Uh-huh.
You know, this is the 11 items or less line.
Yeah.
It's clear you have more than 11 items.
No, I've got 4 items. They don't count the hot dogs individually.
Yes, but what about the buns?
No, they're all one package.
Oh, are you paying cash? I hope you're paying cash.
Are you in a hurry? Would you like to go ahead of me?
Could I? It's just that my bank closes at 4. If
yeah,
I don't get
right,
there,
it's fine. No, not a problem. My Wells Fargo is in this store, and it's open till 6.
Bless you, thank you. Oh, you look at me.
No, it's fine. Oh,
you're so sweet. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God.
At Wells Fargo, we call this the "it's easy to be gracious when your bank's open late" stage. And no matter what stage you're at in life, we can help you get to your next stage. That's why Wells Fargo offers more than free checking. Our lobbies are open until 6 on weekdays and even longer in our Tom Thumb locations. We're also open Saturdays. Plus, we have more ATMs in over 125 locations in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So don't settle. Get more than free checking. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and AIM member FDIC.
I'm Layla. Could it get tricky at the Cotton Bowl? Next on the Ticket.
You know, there was a time when the more gadgets and gizmos you had on your stereo, the better. Well, now, it's all about simple, solid sound. That's what turns the people at Tweeter on anyway. And that's why Tweeter is so hot on the new Bose Lifestyle System. It's clean, functional, easy to use. It features their virtually invisible dual-cube speakers for the purest three-dimensional high-end audio you'll ever hear. Plus, their Acoustimass bass module for the concert-quality chest thumping that Bose is famous for. But the new Lifestyle System also features something else. U-Music Intelligent Playback. It lets you store thousands of songs on an internal hard drive, so you can download your whole CD library into your home unit. Talk about uncluttering your life. Look, if you're in the market for elegantly simple audio equipment that delivers sublime sound, talk to Tweeter. They're not here just to sell you a great system. They're here to entangle your mind. Oh yeah, right now you can get the Bose Lifestyle System for no money down and no payments for 24 months. Only at Tweeter.
The Ticket.
Last year, Oklahoma beat Texas 65-13 in the Red River Shootout. While Texas didn't show much defense in that game, Bob Stoops says he wouldn't be surprised to see some new defensive looks out of the Longhorns today.
Everybody has a track record, and we get all those tapes. I'm sure there's quite a bit that's been saved up, but don't worry, we've saved quite a bit up, too, on both sides of the ball.
Kickoff is at 11. Of course, you'll hear updates on Ticket Sports Saturday throughout the game. Later today, Cal takes on USC at 2:30. Colorado plays host to number 22 Oklahoma State at 3:30. Nebraska plays at Texas Tech at 6. A&M taking on Iowa State at 6 o'clock as well. Kansas plays host to K-State. That game is at 6:20. LSU playing Florida at 6:45. Big game in the SEC there. LSU now ranked 24th in the nation. SMU plays Rice at 7 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. UNT playing at Utah State at 7. And Missouri takes on Baylor at 9 tonight. The baseball playoffs are in full force today. At noon, Game 3 between the Astros and the Braves starts in Houston. The series is tied at a game apiece after the Braves' 12-inning win on Thursday. Yankees take on the Twins at 3:25 this afternoon. And tonight, the Cardinals hope to clinch the NLDS when they play the Dodgers at 7:10. The Rangers lose a starting pitcher after rotator cuff surgery. Colby Lewis was claimed by the Detroit Tigers, and Ben Kozlowski was claimed by the Cincinnati Reds. That's the Ticket Ticker. It's a service of the new 2005 Ford Expedition. Expedition is now available with the class exclusive advanced track system featuring roll stability control. RSC monitors the road 150 times a second to keep you on solid footing. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant this Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's the P1 Perfect Pair. Don't call us, we'll call you. Registered ticket head card holders, be by the phone at 735, 1035, 235, and 535. Brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano, Pack and Stack Self-Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, such big doings today, Davey. It's 1030 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are out at the Walgreens across from the State Fair of Texas, getting you ready for the Texas OU game, which is going to begin here in, what, 30 minutes?
Approximately 30 minutes.
And if you went to the hardline remote at Duke's on Thursday or Friday, and you got one of those little footballs that has like a number on it, those are what we were just doing drawings for. We're giving away tickets.
Did they give them all away?
Did we give away all the tickets?
Zeb.
Yeah, we did.
Did we give away all the tickets?
Okay. Yeah, thanks to the Daimler Chrysler. It's still so confusing. I can't say that first part. But they're the Daimler. Daimler Chrysler.
Is it Daimler or Daimler? I guess it's probably not
Daimler. Daimler.
Yeah, you don't want to be associated with Daimler.
Yeah. So they're the ones who make, of course, Chrysler and Mercedes. I guess they own Mercedes now.
And Jeep.
And Dodge. You remember when Lee Iacocca turned Chrysler around in the 80s, was it?
Yeah.
I remember that. My grandmother bought one.
Good times.
Yeah.
Bought a LeBaron.
It was almost my first vehicle. No, it was a Plymouth. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Plymouth Velari.
Yeah, they retired Plymouth, didn't they?
So there is no more Plymouth anymore.
No, there's no more Plymouth.
Which I always wondered, why would there be a Plymouth?
It was the same thing as Chrysler.
Because
my name.
My first girlfriend drove a Dodge Omni, which was the same thing as a Plymouth Horizon? I forget what it was. But they were the same car.
Exactly.
And I don't understand why go to all the trouble to do two different things.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe they were made on the same exact line and they just put different stickers on them.
That's like Lincoln and Mercury used to have the same exact cars. Or Mercury and Ford.
Mercury and Ford. Yeah.
They were the same exact cars. I never understood that.
I guess it's just people are brand loyal.
I guess back in the day, people were dumber. And they liked the name, even though it was the same car, they just liked the name.
Okay, well, look at GMC and Chevy. You got the Yukon and you got the Tahoe.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's the old thing that GMCs or Chevys with the bolts tightened? You ever heard that? Never understood that. Thank you, David. Thank you for being here.
Let's talk to Katie, the Dodge girl.
All right, Katie, come here. Still wouldn't. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
How old are you?
21.
That's right. I already asked you that.
Woo.
Now, Davey loves you.
You're my favorite, and he likes the Britney Spears looking one.
I like that little Britney looking one.
Oh, the one with the nose ring?
Yeah.
Yes, that's Aaron.
Aaron?
She a friend of yours?
Yes.
You guys have pillow fights?
No.
Oh, lingerie parties?
No, not quite.
And so what do you do for Dodge?
We just do promotions for them. We're hired out by modeling agencies.
Are you in school?
Yes, sir.
Where?
UGA.
You don't have to call me sir.
Sorry.
How old do you think this guy is right here? And be honest, don't try to guess low just to flatter him.
I'm really bad at guessing. 26.
Thank you. How old do you think he is?
28. 29. Am I completely off?
No, you're pretty close.
You're 33.
Right.
I'm 32. All right.
Okay. Looking good for your ages.
Thank you. Holding up well.
I'm Jesus' age when he died.
Oh.
He feels like he needs to accomplish a whole lot this year.
I've really got to pack it in this year.
You got about 6 months.
I have 6 months to be as messianic as I can be.
What are you going to do with your life in 6 months?
Well, you know, you probably been listening to the show. You know I'm HIV positive.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. No, I don't know.
And,
I don't know what I'm going to do.
And you have brain cancer, don't you?
No, that's Davey's mother just died of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry about that.
It's okay.
Now, you have a boyfriend, correct?
Yes, sir.
And he's a Ticket fan?
Yes.
Hey, man.
Is he hot?
Yes.
Stop it.
Is he a model?
How long have you been going out with him?
coming on 6 months about.
Uh-huh. So has it lost its luster a little bit?
Absolutely not. It's awesome. It's just like we started dating yesterday.
You see each other like every day?
Yeah. We live together, so.
Oh, really? You already moved in? Like officially?
Well, we've got our own places, but we're together all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, everyone's wanting your view.
I'm like, here you go.
And so where do you go to college?
UCA.
And what you studying?
International business.
Do you speak another language?
Spanish.
Okay.
Very fun.
Come on, Davey, you love her. Make the moves on her.
She's got a boyfriend.
When has that ever stopped you?
All the time?
Gonna make the pass.
Oh, yeah. Where's your Brittany friend?
She is moving her car. The police gave us parking tickets, even though they told us to park here.
I hope I didn't get a ticket.
If you're parked, like, over on that street, they did.
Oh, okay. I'm in the Walgreens parking lot here.
Oh, well, you're special.
That's right.
They only gave us all tickets, so we had to move our car.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's
like... Now, yours are real, correct?
Yes. Obviously so.
Why do you say obviously so?
Well, compared
to... You think they're too small?
Yeah.
Are you going to get them worked on?
No.
What size would you like them?
I'm going to work with what God gave me.
What size would you like them if you had your druthers?
Probably a full C.
A full C? What do you have now?
Just a C.
A concave A?
Oh, sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to hit you with that.
Oh, that's all right. It just landed on my crotch, but that's all right. You're throwing me something there. So what?
Why aren't y'all sporting the beads?
Because
We're neutral today.
Right.
We're neutral broadcast.
We're reporters. We're objective reporters. So we can't take a position one way or the other.
Can't have opinions.
No, can't have any opinions.
No.
It's all about the listeners and what opinions they have.
Well, I'm a listener. My opinion is Texas rules, so.
Really?
Because you're in the UT system.
Yeah, you're
that's
kind of true.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
An international businesswoman?
I eventually want to own my own company.
What kind of company?
Basically, the easiest way to describe it is the company Richard Gere had in Pretty Woman, where you buy companies that
where
are
Where you
float.
Buy gerbils and shave them?
No. That's a different movie.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, David. So that way you can get whores like Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But do you ever
kiss a girl?
Do you want whores that will kiss on the mouth?
I don't really want one.
You ever kiss a girl?
I prefer my boyfriend.
You ever kiss a girl?
No.
Oh, she's lying. Look at her. Clearly lying.
Oh, my God.
Come on, be honest.
Horrible.
Be honest.
Y'all are horrible.
No one knows your last name.
So?
So you kissed a girl. Was it bad? Was it weird? Was it fun?
It was just for fun to make the guys horny, right?
Yeah. Come on, answer the question.
Brittany, come over here.
Her name is, what's her name?
Aaron. He thinks you look like Brittany.
Yeah, she does have a Brittany quality.
It's just blonde hair and brown eyes.
Yeah, you got to watch out there.
Oh, yeah, so I'm single.
Okay, now, she is his favorite Dodge girl. What's her name? What was your name again?
Katie.
And your name is?
Aaron.
And Aaron is my favorite Dodge girl, as we are picking and choosing sides out here, David. We're going to hook up in the Jack Daniels van. And, of course, is Jenny, who's always my favorite girl of all time. Now, Arian, right?
Aaron.
Aaron, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. Where do you go to school?
I'm already graduated.
Where did you graduate from?
North Texas.
All right. What did you graduate in?
I have a degree in developing society, sociology, one in radio, television, and film, and one in PR and marketing.
So you have a bunch of degrees.
Yeah.
And what do you want to do?
I act.
How does one have a triple major, a triple degree?
Well, I just slept out of all my basics and then just took major classes.
Huh. So you're a smart cookie.
I guess.
That's great.
Yeah.
See, mine's smarter than yours, Dave.
And blonder.
She has a nose ring, which I love that.
And bigger chest.
Nice. I love that. I don't care about the chest.
I'm hurt. That's
me. You think
I'm stupid?
I'm sorry. As long as you haven't had a mastectomy, then your chest is okay with me.
Okay.
You've had one of those, and you're just trash.
Wow.
You're not worth anything.
I'm sad. You're going to make me cry.
Okay, no. Let's have a battle of the smarts here, David. I think this will be a good contest.
Battle of the Dodge Girls.
Make it trivia.
Okay. All right. We'll even let you want to ask my girl a question, and I'll ask your girl a question.
Oh,
okay.
This is scary.
Ask Aaron a question.
Not good.
Well, you set the ground rules. You ask her a question. I want to be able to.
All right, Katie, you pick the topic.
Oh, this is not good.
Oh, like a
like a topic in school?
Any topic that you want a question on.
Math.
Math. Okay. Gosh, do I even remember any math? Okay.
I think we should reverse
it. We're just going to prove how dumb we are. Explain sine and cosine.
Sine, it's in geometry, or trigonometry, and it's parts of an angle on a triangle and different angles. It's like sine is one plus another, and then sine over cosine, tangent, or whatever, yeah. I don't know.
Is that right?
I might be
it's close.
I might be messed up on that.
What's the FOIL method?
The FOIL, first out, last in, or in last.
That's right.
First out, in, yeah. Okay, I've been out of school for a while. The whole FOIL
first
question.
Out and last.
That's how I always finish.
Yep. What? Okay. All right. So your girl passed the first question, David.
Okay. What's your topic?
Movies. Aaron chooses movies.
Okay.
Battle of the Dodge Girls here.
What was the? Well, this is probably too easy. But what was the first motion picture with
sound? I love you. I love you.
Oh, sorry.
With sound.
Uh huh.
Okay.
The first talking picture.
The first talkie.
Now you said you have a degree in radio, TV, film. You
should
know
but
this.
That doesn't. I did more like the literature side. But
all right.
I think I know this. I want to guess if she fails.
Okay.
Which it sounds like she's going to.
I think I'm
going to
fail.
I'm going to guess the jazz singer.
That is correct. Al Jolson.
Yeah.
I can tell you a bunch of intellect.
Okay, so
it's
1-0 right now, Dave. Your girl is so far the smarter of the hot.
Oh.
All right, pick your next subject.
Fashion.
Do you even know anything to ask?
What does brought you here?
Okay.
What does brought you here?
This is getting ridiculous, isn't it?
What famous Beatle now has a fashion designer daughter? What is the name of the Beatle? Wait a second. You can't just yell it out.
Well, I want to know when, too.
What?
Stella?
No, you just got help from there. So you
know.
Stella Martin.
No, it's Stella
Martin.
All
right, you got it wrong. All right.
It wasn't the fifth
it's
Beatle daughter.
I'm thinking about it.
No.
McCartney.
Okay.
What's that brought
you here? That didn't count for her.
Okay, what's your topic?
Just because I cheated. She never stipulated that. That's a good topic.
All right, let's talk about them boobs, darling.
Music?
Sure.
Literature?
History?
Chemistry?
What's my music?
Music.
Reproduction?
Reproduction?
Ask her a reproduction question.
Okay.
I want to know if she knows how.
Okay. Nice. He's going to try to think it. He's like, and the fallopian tubes follow into.
Is that your question, Dave?
What is the medical term for your monthly flow?
Oh, geez, David.
That is kind of gross.
It
What's
is.
The question? Your menstrual cycle.
No, the actual substance.
Okay.
Gosh, dang it,
gross.
That's too medical.
She picked the topic. I can't help with the topic
here. Yeah, sex, and he turned it into
I was trying to go for something a little more titillating, you know?
Nasty.
That everyone would actually enjoy.
We need to keep the topic.
You don't enjoy that?
No.
You're
not a vampire, chumman.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, I'm sorry. David, go ahead.
Okay, a reproductive question. The male or female determines the sex of a child?
Oh, come on.
The male.
Hey, don't be so graphic about
it. Oh, that's how it was about the skull.
I think it was the FOIL method, not come on.
Right, okay, yes, it is the male. Very good. All right, back to your girl. Back to Kathy?
Katie. You're really good with names.
I'm sorry. I know I'm horrible with names.
Yeah.
Okay, what subject? Government?
Oh, no, sir.
Politics. How about politics? We're in the middle of political season.
No, I try and stay away from political debate.
Okay. Religion?
That's a tricky topic.
Okay.
Let's go for...
Cars. Take cars.
Oh, sorry. Cars. No. Let's go for sports.
Sports. Okay. What is a stoma?
I'm like, you don't ask that. You don't tell them to give you a sports question.
Come on.
That's not a sports question.
Yes, it is. Sports guys get those sometimes.
No,
what's
I don't.
A soma?
That's a stupid question.
No, it's not.
It's not real.
It is a real question.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I
so you don't know what a soma is?
No.
Why are you disrespecting Katie like that?
I'm not. How is that disrespecting her?
I'm going to fight you.
No.
Soma's not a real thing. That's made up. I think you're pulling my chain.
It's a real thing.
All right, ask Aaron. Aaron, do you know what a soma is?
I don't know. I'm just guessing it's something dirty because you're like, guys get them sometimes.
Well, not really. It's a.
Is it like something that happens to them?
Like what?
Like if they're lifting weights and it.
And what?
I don't know where she's going.
Like they rupture themselves?
Yeah, is that what it is?
No.
What's a soma?
A soma is a hole in the neck that you have to cut in order to...
That's a tracheotomy.
Caused the soma is the actual hole. A tracheotomy is a procedure
that you
would cut through
about.
There. A soma is a permanent kind of...
I think he just makes stuff up.
No, it isn't.
That's not sports.
Yes, it is. Sports from time to time.
That's science.
That's where sports
That really wasn't anywhere near sports.
Sports.
Okay, what is the sweet science?
He's trying to cheat.
What's the sweet science?
It's great. It's wonderful.
No, that doesn't count as an answer.
Yeah,
that was a sports question. What's the sweet science? Doesn't that kind of a sports
hitting?
Question?
I don't know.
Huh?
What it's is, like hitting the sweet spot?
What is the sweet science?
What's that? Now that's reproductive.
No, I was talking about like on the back.
Oh.
On the back? The small of the back?
The back.
Stop it.
No.
No,
like baseball.
The sweet science is boxing.
That's a stupid question, too.
Is that
No, no, no. You never heard that? Boxing?
I think it just makes
it's known as the sweet science.
Huh.
That's
either of you guys have tattoos, by the way?
No.
On the small of your back?
Small of the back.
Oh, great. A good target. Let me see. Turn around. Let's see it.
Oh,
a star.
I drew it, too, at least.
Oh, you did?
You designed it? Yeah, I drew it when I was, like, 15, and I got it when I was 18.
Oh, gosh. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Damn it. Because I figured you'd love to go out with a superstar of radio.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Well, screw that. All right. Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
Enjoy the game.
So who's the smartest?
Dodge girls. Mine. Mine. Mine's the smartest and the best looking. And the best one and the only one that God loves. 10:48 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
We've got our poll in hand in healthy anticipation of the third annual Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Norit's Kiss My Bass Fishing Tournament. Mastercasters come together Saturday, October 23rd at Lantana Lodge and Marina on Lakeway Roberts. And the ticket's top anglers win cash prizes every hour. Grand prize winner lands a Skeeter SX-170 bass boat provided by Fun & Sun Boating Center. If you're a bass man, go to theticket.com and read more about it. October 23rd, The Ticket Norit's Kiss My Bass Fishing Tournament. Brought to you by Dish Direct and North Texas Nissan. From the station that's baited a hook or two. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, this is Norm Hitchkiss, and I know you'll be stunned by this. I'm at Lone Star Park. And this is a terrific day to come out and see us. I'll be in the Courtyard of Champions tent area, the big tented area between the two buildings. Today is Dollar Day at Lone Star Park. Are you looking for a cheap date? I'm not advertising myself here. This is about Lone Star Park. Come to Dollar Day at Lone Star today. It features dollar specials, dollar general parking, dollar general admission, beginners programs, Hebrew National hot dogs, popcorn, soft drinks, dollar beer. Enjoy an afternoon of terrific thoroughbred racing during the 2004 Breeders' Cup Fall Meeting, the first time Lone Star's ever offered thoroughbred racing in the fall. The grandstand gates open at 11:30. First live race is 1:35. Come on out to Lone Star today. It's Dollar Day, and meet me in the Courtyard of Champions from 11 to 1 in the tented area there. Dollar Day at Lone Star Park.
If you've been dreaming of owning a Harley but need a really good reason to buy one right now, here it is. This Friday and Saturday, October 8th and 9th, Longhorn Harley-Davidson hosts a once-a-year event on the bike of a lifetime. 2 days only. Longhorn Harley-Davidson at the corner of I-20 and 360 can put you on the Harley you've been wanting at a price you've only been able to dream of. Every Harley on the floor, 05 Harley, 04 Harley, pre-owned Harley, they're all included in this event. Test rides are available, and with special on-site financing and insurance, Longhorn Harley-Davidson can have you on the road this weekend. Don't put it off. Longhorn Harley-Davidson is offering you the best reason all season to get that Harley you've been wanting. Longhorn Harley-Davidson, 2618 West I-20, near Highway 360 in Grand Prairie.
Outback Steakhouse, curbside takeaway. When you're in the mood for some Outback food, you don't have time to sit down and dine. You want a juicy steak, just pick up the phone. No worries, mate, you can bring it on home. Call Outback Steakhouse, curbside takeaway. So when your insides are rumbling and it's getting late, call Outback Steakhouse, curbside takeaway. Call us, pull us, come as you are. We'll bring it to your car, you can get on your way. Outback, no rules, just right to your car.
Bring it home, mate. Announcing Outback Steakhouse, curbside takeaway.
Son, do you have any idea how fast you were going?
Dude, I was flying.
You were also swerving, flooring the gas, and slamming on the brakes.
It is, Toyota, put it in play, the greatest free driving event ever. If I didn't drive like that, how would I win any of the games?
Driving's a privilege, son, not a game.
Actually, it's a whole bunch of games. There's Capture the Flag, where you haul around a racetrack trying to snake all your buddy's flags, high-octane red light, green light, white-knuckle rides with a pro driver, and my favorite, vehicular dodgeball. It's dodgeball in a car. Plus, there are prizes like an iPod Mini, free DVDs, and ESPN video games. Go to putitinplay.com for all the details. The next free Put It in Play event is at Arlington Park on October 16th and 17th. You should check it out.
So at Put It in Play, I can't bust you for any of your driving?
Exactly.
Where's the fun in that, son?
Come to Put It in Play October 16th and 17th at Arlington Park. To get a pass that lets you cut in line, register at putitinplay.com. Drivers must be 18 years old with a valid driver's license to participate.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket Ticker!
After winning four straight Red River shootouts, you could say the Sooners are in cruise control. TiVo and Longhorn Harley bring you the ticker, but Bob Stoops says this game is far from won for Oklahoma.
I don't know that it does. It's an incredibly exciting, atmosphere, and you look forward to the competition of it. So I don't know that it does, to be honest with you.
Kickoff is at 11 from the Cotton Bowl. Later today at 2:30, Cal takes on USC. You've got Colorado playing host to Oklahoma State at 3:30. 6 o'clock, Caesars, Nebraska taking on Texas Tech, and A&M playing at Iowa State. At 6:20, you've got Kansas State playing at Kansas. Big game in the SEC, number 12 Florida playing host to number 24 LSU. SMU plays Rice at 7. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Also at 7, UNT plays at Utah State, and Missouri takes on Baylor. Kickoff is at 9. If the Yankees beat the Twins today, they advance to meet the Red Sox in the ALCS. Yankees beat the Twins last night 8-4 while the Red Sox swept the Angels. Twins and Yankees play at 3:25 this afternoon. At noon, the Braves take on the Astros in Game 3 of the NLDS. And tonight, St. Louis plays L.A. in Game 3 of their series. First pitch is at 7:10. Also, Joe Nemechek is the pole sitter for Sunday's NASCAR Nextel Cup Banquet 400 at Kansas Speedway. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10 during Ticket Sports Saturday. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant this Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Practice your left turns and head out to Guy's Night Out at Texas Motor Speedway this Thursday from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 10:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, broadcasting live from the Walgreens parking lot, getting you ready for Texas OU. Now, Walgreens parking lot, of course, across from the State Fair, Dave. Not just any Walgreens. We're at the one at Robert B. Cullum and MLK here in Dallas.
The party's kind of breaking up because everybody's making their way to their seats. Kickoff's in about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. Showing up, Dave. Showing up. Thanks to the guys from Daimler Chrysler.
Yeah, they're giving away a final pair of tickets to the game right now.
Right. For people who can, what is it called?
The
stow-and-go seats in their new minivan. the seats that fold down into the floor of the minivan, so you got a complete cargo van when you fold all the seats down into it. Really neat deal. A lot of cool products from Chrysler that they're showing off out here. Now, Dave, you and I are wrapping up, but you're just getting started. Looks like you got a Jack and Coke.
Yep.
To top that Bloody Mary off with.
Uh-huh, on an empty stomach, so I'm doing good.
Isn't that wonderful? So what did you think about our Dodge girls?
I liked them. I think neither of us could go wrong there. And as a matter of fact, I mean, I wouldn't mind swapping with you from time to time.
Gross.
Tagging in and out.
Hey, man, you take over. I'm going to go get a sandwich. I have nothing else to say, David.
Really? What are we giving away to? Are we giving away to Ticket Sports Saturday a little early?
You three?
Huh? Yes? Hello? Okay. Anyone there? Who is that, Kevin?
Who are we talking to?
Are they refusing the mix again? Oh.
All right. John's up.
Yeah, so Ticket Sports Saturday in about 3 minutes, and they'll give you all the scores and updates. You know, there's a another big game today. There's Cal and USC right after Texas OU is done. So I'm going to be glued to the television, Gordon. I know you are.
Yeah, absolutely, David.
You lost Life Force a long time ago, didn't you?
Well, I did. I don't know what's happening to
me. I think you lost Life Force when Craig and Corby left.
Yeah.
When they just blew off the show and blew off the listeners and basically thumbed their nose at us.
It does. I feel defeated. I mean, I just said, you know, they didn't like us enough to stick around.
Are they going to charge the full talent fee for today?
I don't think they get any talent fee.
You don't think so?
No, uh-uh.
They better not.
I think the pregnant girl is my favorite.
Really?
Yep. What do you think about that?
Over the Dodge girl.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Hello, Rand.
That does not look like a cop right there.
Hello, Rand.
He's wearing beads.
Hey. Is that Rich
Arbuckle?
No, that'd be Stu Cedar.
Oh, Stu Cedar. How are you?
Dave? I'm doing good, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. What's your pick for today's contest?
Well, I'm going to go with what I picked last Sunday. I got OU 27, Texas 23.
Wow.
Hey, what I really wanted to ask you guys, and I'm being in all seriousness, what's the weather like out there?
Well, it was raining at a pretty good clip before, but now it's just kind of a mist, kind of a fog. I don't know if we have more rain on the way. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to later on, maybe about 2 o'clock possibly, you know, late fourth quarter open up. But it looks kind of ugly out there here from the mothership.
Yeah, well, I guess it's kind of intermittent right now, so it's probably going to be relatively sloppy. But I guess the field's always in great shape because they don't have anything else going on at the Cotton Bowl.
True, true. Who is your pick?
You know what? Until Texas actually wins a game, I'm not going to pick Texas. So I'm gonna take OU 35-24.
And did Gordon have a pick?
It's going to be 35-14.
Really?
Yep.
Blowout.
Yep.
Of some kind.
Yep.
You're not picking Texas or you're not picking OU, just that score?
Just the score.
Just the score?
Yep.
Either way, you're right.
And is anybody else going to score out there with any of the ladies?
I think we were shot down by the Dodge girls.
Damn.
They both had boyfriends. They weren't really interested
in cheating
on their boyfriends with famous radio personalities.
And unfortunately, the girl that I like is not only married but also pregnant right now. So I'm really,
delicious.
Really not doing well with my girl.
Well, you guys did great out there. How's Walgreens treating you?
They're treating us pretty well.
Yeah, good. Wonderful.
Good.
This really was a great location because we're, you know, right by the main entrance of the fair, so fans were pouring past us. They're still pouring past us, some latecomers. But it's been fun out here.
Good deal. All right, guys. Hey, great job. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks to our promotions crew who's out here, our big promotions crew. Also, thanks to our engineering crew out here on location. Thanks to the Dodge girls for coming on. Thanks to Daimler Chrysler for supplying some tickets out here.
Or Daimler Chrysler.
Don't call them that. They don't like that. And looking forward to the big game today. Texas OU.
You want to come over to my house and watch it?
No.
We'll smoke out.
What was the last part?
Nothing. We'll cook out.
Oh, you were going to say smoke something.
Yeah, like a brisket.
Yeah, or cookout, and you kind of got confused.
Yeah.
Or we could do pot with each other. Okay, enjoy the game today. Enjoy your Sports Saturday with Sue Cedar and his good new friend.
Kevin Scott, I guess.
Yeah. Sports is next.
is the ticket. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday, with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests, and up to the second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
It is 11 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good morning, I'm Kevin Scott.
And good morning, I'm Stuart Cedar.
An hour early today.
Two.
2 hours early. Yeah, I guess it is 2 hours early.
Troy Aikman show.
Usually we're an hour later, but now we're 2 hours early, and I'm extremely confused. Yeah, we will have the Troy Aikman show coming up at 5:30 this evening, and they will, Bruce Murray and Troy, will hand it off. They will get to crosstalk with Dick Hicks.
Really?
Because they'll yeah.
God, that's great.
Usually we crosstalk with them, but it'll be Troy and Bruce and Dick talking this afternoon at 5:30. They'll hand it, or 6:30. They'll hand it off to the SMU pregame show. They're down in Houston. Be taking on the feisty Nightbirds tonight.
Am I too giddy today? I'm giddy. You're looking at me like, man, I'm going to have to reel this guy in today.
No, you can be giddy. I just want to see if you're giddy about 5:30.
Oh, I still will be giddy at 5:30.
Near the end of that 6.5 hours.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to be worn out because you have the Red River Shootout, which
Woo-hoo!
Is going to take the field in a minute. Then you've got the battle for the Little Brown Jug.
Woo-hoo! The game today.
The game today. And you can barely contain your excitement. We're talking about the Minnesota Golden Gophers and the Michigan Wolverines. There's a lot of games today. How about the Pac-10, which is where game day is today?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they had a big letter-writing campaign. And I didn't know this. Game day had never been to the Coliseum before.
Yeah, that was shocking to me. But when you think about it, how many times have they really had teams that have been ranked in the top 10 to be able to go to the West Coast? The Pac-10, you know, once in a while, Oregon's going to be up there.
True.
And, you know, SC had been down for so many years. UCLA has been there. Well, so this gave them reason to be able to head out to L.A. And, boy, were we thankful for a couple shots that they showed of the crowd. By the way, thumbs up to the people out there because it's, you know, 2 hours. Game day starts at 7:30 a.m. out there, and they probably had 2,000 or 3,000 people out there.
Wow, 7:30?
Yeah, think about it. That's what it started. So thumbs up to that. And by the way, there were some crowd shots today. Ooh, delicious out there.
Well, there would have been some very nice crowd shots at the Cotton Bowl.
Well, not with the weather, though.
Maybe.
True, but it still was fun to see.
Wet T-shirts,
ooh.
Stu? Huh?
All right, I
bet you didn't think about that.
No, I didn't. I wasn't going down that route.
Eventually, you can collect enough drizzle. Whoa! You can collect enough drizzle to get a wet T-shirt. I thought Bebo was...